University of Missouri. So a future Tiger and a current Tiger facing off as Brock Nettles transferring there this year. 1-1 is fouled off. It's now 1-2. I believe it was Bristol earlier this year through three straight sliders. At one point, got a strikeout and then got two strikes before going back to the fastball to get another strikeout. The 1-2 fouled off back behind us toward the road, and it stays at 1-2. Ballpark's an interesting location down the road from ETSU here in Johnson City. Got a sort of a mini mountain, I guess you'd say, out in the outfield, and then you have what's left of downtown Johnson City behind us. The 1-2, that one breaks way high. It's 2-2. In fact, looking to calm down a bit here. 2-2 count. He went just, like I said, three innings against Kingsport and four against Elizabethton. They'd go five against the River Riders. That's how he got the pitcher of the week honors. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Daniels can't grab that one, and there's one away here in the top of the first. And that's what I think a lot of people thought you would see from Newbeck tonight. Mixing up his locations and eventually getting a strike. Here comes Ian Daugherty. Stepping in, this is, I believe, just his. Yes, this is just his sixth at-bat of the season. As Taylor's going to take off, pickoff move is applied, and that's caught stealing. And just the second time this season, Will Taylor is caught trying to steal second. And there's quickly two away, so the leadoff walk. Good pickoff move from Newbeck, and he's got two away at the top of the first after picking off Will Taylor. Back to my fault on Daugherty. Pardon me, this is his 13th at bat. I was in there for a strike. 0-1. Played the other night against Bristol. Gunned out a runner trying to steal. 0-1. That one breaks in and gets the bottom of the strike zone, and it just got the bottom of the strike zone. This nasty pitch from Newbeck as now he's starting to find his groove early. Just great news for the Doughboys. Bad news, unfortunately, for the Flyboys. The 0-2. Doughty hits that one over the third, picked up the throw across the field, is in time, and that's how the top of the first ends as the Flyboys can't bring any runs across. So, get a leadoff walk, but Taylor's caught stealing, and Newbeck gets a strikeout and then a ground out. He's trying to get into a rhythm. We'll tell you about Riley Taylor and then this Doughboy lineup when we turn on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No score here. Heading to the bottom of the first inning as we'll look at the Johnson City Doughboys lineup. McKay Barney is going to lead off. He's in center field. Ashton King bats second, playing short again. Isaiah Frost, who has been very good against the Flyboys, bats Ferries DH. Cole Tremaine's back in the lineup. He was very good in the first two meetings between these two teams. Did not play last night in right field. Kyle Harbison's at catcher. Ethan Payne, who again hit the absolute moonshot last night, is batting six and playing first base. Logan Hugo is in left field as he's had a good series early in this one. Roberto Pena is at third base, and Matt Maselli, that's ninth at second. And Riley Taylor is on the mound for the Flyboys, and he has been phenomenal this season. 14 and a third of an inning, 14 hits, 4 runs, just 2 have been earned. It's walked two and struck out 15. That includes a five-inning outing against Bristol. We got three hits, no runs. Struck out five and walked one. He'll face McKay Barney. First time up. Barney's going to square the bunt, but look at that strike on the corner. Barney is from the University of Washington, Mesa, Arizona native. Did not play in the series last night. This is the first time he's actually played in the entire series against the Fly Boys. Actually, this is his first at-bat of the season in the Appy League. The 0-1 from Taylor. That one's hit up toward Daniels at second. Daniels runs over, makes the grab for the first in time, and there's one away quickly. So Barney's first at-bat in the Appy League ends in a 4-3 ground out, and there's one away in the bottom of the first. Starting line for the Fly Boys, Ian Daugherty's catching, so you have Cowboy the Cowboy tonight. First baseman's Bo Ankeny, second base Brock Daniels, shortstop's Doug Gleed. Third baseman tonight is David Bishop, and we'll tell you about the outfield after this first pitch to Ashton King. As he steps in, with one away in the bottom of the first, no score. And his first pitch from Riley Taylor. That gets in there for a strike. 0-1. Your outfield from left to right is Miles Smith in left. Will Taylor in center. Shamar Dalton in right, I believe. Dalton hasn't played right a whole lot this season for the Fly Boys, so interesting change there with Smith back in left field. Here's the 0-1. That one misses the corner. Cannot get the call. It's 1-1. King last night went 1-for-5, but scored two runs and struck out twice. He reached on a hit-by-pitch, so you're trying to do the math in your head, and the only way he went 1-for-5, but he did reach safely on a hit-by-pitch. 1-1, swing and a miss. Curveball. Gets him, and Taylor has got 1-2 with one out in the bottom of the first inning. No score. The Doughboys and the Fly Boys, the second game of a three-game set. John Sealy looking to win the series right here, the 1-2. That one is reached out and fouled off behind us, and we'll check on the Nice Longer Performing Arts Center uniform report. Greenville wearing the red hats, Tennessee state flag insignia on the front, blue tops with Greenville written across the chest in red and white with red and white numerals and the cream-colored pants. As the 1-2 comes forward, that one's going to hit King, and King's hit for the second straight game. King gets hit by a pitch. He'll wear that one walking over the first base. John City looking at their uniforms. They're wearing the black hats with the gold brim with JC written on the top with the star in the middle. The all-white jerseys with Johnson City written across the chest. Pardon me, Doughboys written across the chest with gold with black numerals with the Army West Point style font. So King gets hit again, and now he's reached his first. We have one away in the bottom of the first inning. Frost will step in. He fouls the first pitch he sees off. Frost went 2-for-4 last night with two runs scored and RBI. Had a leadoff triple to start the game last night. So it's kind of damage Frost has been able to do against the Fly Boys this season. They're going to check on King at first, and he's back in there safely. Still in one. In a windy night, the park has been blowing around both from left field to right field. It hasn't really stayed consistent, so interesting to see how anyone that gets up in the jet stream, how that will handle as that one misses low and away 1-1. Again, high walls, 20-foot walls here at TBA Credit Union Ballpark, but if somebody gets some up in the jet stream, we saw that in BP for both these squads, they're going over that wall, so it could turn to a home run derby. These pitchers aren't careful. There's the 1-1 from Riley. That one's fouled off, and it is 1-2. Frost batting 300 on the season, and most of his damage, it feels like, this year against the Fly Boys. Here comes the 1-2 to Frost. Take a set, delivers, swing and a miss, strike three. They are two away here in the bottom of the first inning. So, Tate's done great. Now here comes Cole Tremaine. Tremaine has been phenomenal this season for the Doughboys. Really has been the difference after the Doughboys start off 0-8. They have recovered thanks to his offense. Batting now. 286 on the season. As he is, pardon me, as his pitching numbers. He is batting .323 on the season. He's allowing an average .286. He plays both positions for about the first time. Tremaine, with a pair of doubles, has 5 RBI and has an on-base percentage of .400. OPS of .884, as he has been phenomenal, giving some new life to this Johnson City ball club. That one's up the middle. Riley Taylor with a snag. He's going to flip it over the first calmly and gets out. So Riley Taylor hits a batter but gets a strikeout and then makes a nice play on the mound. We are scoreless after the first inning. Flyboys look to put their first runs on the board up. We return. Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
No score. Heading to the top of the second inning, so a reverse from last night. Last night was all about the offense early. Tonight, it's been the defense, as both these pitchers have stepped up, as we really anticipated in this one. As it is scoreless, thanks to some great plays by both Newbeck and Riley Taylor. It's 0-0 in this one. The second game of a three-game set. These two teams will play tomorrow in a seven-inning game.
Now batting number 49, Jack O'Reilly.
As Jack O'Reilly leads off the top of the second inning. The Flyboys on the board. No score here. First pitch, breaking ball. Once again, just fouled off. That's the bread and butter of Newbeck right there, those breaking balls and those off-speed pitches. If you saw the first batter, Will Taylor, he kind of lost his fastball a little bit. Out of the four-pitch walk, since then a strikeout, picked off Taylor, and then a ground out. So looking to settle in as O'Reilly fouls that one off right to the on-deck circle. That's going to hit Miles Smith almost in the foot. Says he's fine. He's walking around and looks to be fine as that was a laser right across the ground and may have clipped Miles Smith. He looks to be fine in the on-deck circle. A round of applause for this crowd. Here's the 0-2. That one's high and it's 1-2. Riley Bank, .231. His young season last night had a RBI double. So drew a walk and struck out once. The 1-2. That one's hit up the middle off the mound, and there's the first hit of the ball game as Jack O'Reilly gets a leadoff single. And he's standing at first base with nobody out for Miles Smith. Smith steps in. He did not play last night in this series. Smith is batting a paltry .500. He finished. That one gets another strike, 0-1. He hit a home run to dead center field at Pioneer Park in his first at bat of the season. He's batting .500. This just his 7th at bat of the year. So that one is chopped over the second. Could be a double play. No, it's going to be too slow of a roller. For the first is just in time as Miles Smith almost beats that out for an infield single. So that was going to be a tough play for the second baseman, Maselli. And he just grabs that one. Let's look at the defensive alignment for the Doughboys as Harbison's at catcher. Payne's at first base. Maselli at second. Ashton King's at shortstop. At third base, you have Roberto Pena. The outfield from left to right is Hugo, and left center fielder is McKay Barney, and right field is Cole Tremaine. One away after the productive out by Smith for Bo Ankeny. Ankeny did not play in last night's game, and a runner in scoring position, but this is where the Fly Boys struggle toward the end of the night. That pitch gets in there for a strike, 0-1. I'm going to start the game off 3-for-3 with runners in scoring position. They went 0-11 with runners in scoring position to end the contest, including having runners at second and third in both the sixth and seventh innings with just one out, and not being able to score. The reason they fell behind and lost that game 10-5 last night. Ankeny fouls that one back to the parking lot, and it's now 0-2. Ankeny had a walk-off single back on Monday this week, and continue going. He's batting 245 on the season, 7 RBI. His on base percentage of 322. He's been able to get on base and be effective. The 0-2 way outside breaks too much, and it's 1-2. Good crowd here on a Saturday. Again, yesterday had some rain and it was a sunny day. Night, a cloud in the sky. It's a windy night, though. It's going to cool down pretty quickly. Going to get down to the mid-60s. Already feels like about 73 degrees. Oh, 1-2. That one's hit to left field. It's going to hang in the air and bounce in front of the wall. Rounding third and scoring is a Riley Ankeny's trying for two. That is an RBI double, and the Fly Boys take a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second inning. Back-to-back hits, and Ankeny got a hold of that one, and it was just a little soft liner that kept going. Lopped down in front of the wall and was able to get the second. Now David Bishop has a chance to bring Ankeny home with his team up 1-0 and just one out in the top of the second inning. Bishop will step in. Newbeck checks on Ankeny at second. Here's the pitch. And Bishop will foul on off. Bishop made his debut for the Fly Boys last night from Texas Christian University. Last night, Bishop went 1-for-4 of a run scored and a strikeout. Did commit an error, however, as well. Actually, no, they did not rule that an error. That one's hit off the middle, off the leg of Newbeck, and that's going to be another single. It rolls to the outfield. Ankeny's coming home. The throw to the plate's cut off, and that's an RBI single for Bishop, and it's 2-0 here. Favorite the Fly Boys on top of the second inning. Oh, went off the ankle of Newbeck. And just rolled to the outfield in the no-man's land. The right fielder, Tremaine, couldn't get there in time. And now an early 2-0 lead for the Fly Boys. And here comes Shamar Dalton, who was a home run short of the cycle last night. He'd love to get a homer right here. He looks at a strike. That gets the top of the strike zone, 0-1. That would bring home two more runs, making a 4-0 lead in the top of the second, but 2-0 right now. We're runner at first after the back-to-back RBI hits for the Fly Boys. That one's high and misses, 1-1. Bishop, the RBI single, scoring Ankeny, and Ankeny had the RBI double that scored O'Reilly. The 1-1. That one's in the dirt, blocked by Harbison, and it's 2-1. Again, stay in the dirt, but it's an infield that's all turf here at Johnson City. Outfield is all dirt and has a warning track that goes around the perimeter of the entire field. That is your standard warning track. The 2-1. That one's hit by Dalton. Skies at the center field, and that's going to hang in the air and will be caught by Barney, and there's two away. So Dalton, not perfect like last night. He got underneath that one and it just went straight up into the air toward the center fielder. Two away for Dub Gleed. Gleed last night went 0-for-2, drew a walk. UC Irvine Ant Eater. Steps in with team up 2-0. Two away in the top of the second, which is high, 1-0. Staying off first is Bishop, of course, of the RBI single that, again, went off the heel of Newbeck and kept rolling to the outfield. And Ankeny saw his chance and just came flying around. Scored another run. The 1-0. That one misses low and missed just low, it looks like, and it's 2-0. Newbeck has thrown now 31 pitches already in this contest. The 2-0. Bishop's going to take off. Chopped over toward Newbeck. Newbeck grabs it. Throw the first in time. Good play by Newbeck to end the inning. But back-to-back RBIs from Ankeny and Bishop have given the Flyboys an early 2-0 lead. Can they sustain it? Let's find out together on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought!
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Familiar territory. Flyboys up 2-0 early on Johnson City. They were up 2-0 at the end of the first inning last night. We're falling behind 3-2. Came back and tied it and then took a lead, but fell 10-5. So looking to see if they can sustain the lead. It'll be the Greenville Flyboys tonight, thanks to an RBI single by O'Reilly and then, a two RBI. Single by O'Reilly, RBI double by Ankeny, and then RBI single by Bishop. 2-0. Once again, read your own handwriting. Also, the wind's blowing around here, so having to keep the book in check. It's been kind of tough as Kyle Harbison steps in. This team down 2-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Just the Harbison from Riley Taylor misses away 1-0. Taylor has hit one batter, but got a strikeout and then got a ground out to end the last frame. 1-0. Misses outside 2-0. Harbison has played well. Batting 400 on the year. This is just his 21st at bat, but he's scored 9 runs and has 8 hits. So he's been effective at getting on base. He looks at a strike. 2-1. Harbison has struck out just once this season, has 6 walks drawn, so he's been very patient at the plate. Here comes the 2-1 to Harbison. And Taylor's going to call time and step off and reset. 2-0 lead for the Flyboys here. In the bottom of the second inning, Harbison leading it off. Here's the 2-1. In the dirt, 3-1, Harbison looks like he's going to get on base again. He can draw one more ball from Riley Taylor. It's a 3-1 pitch. That one's up high, and that's a leadoff walk by Harbison. He continues his strong season. First walk issued by Riley Taylor, and there's nobody out and one on for Ethan Payne, and Payne, big power hitter from the University of Tennessee, the Memphis native, hit one 422 feet, 105 miles per hour out of this ballpark. Launch angle was 30 degrees, and that's what you have to get out of this ballpark with a 20-foot wall around the perimeter. That was his first game of the season last night. Pushed the lead up ahead for the Doughboys to 9-5, and they didn't look back. Swings the first pitch he sees, and it's 0-1. And, of course, like I said, played at the University of Tennessee down in Knoxville. They have a Memphis. He is a big-bodied 6'2", 210 lefty. The 0-1 comes forward from Riley Taylor. There's a pitch. That one, breaking ball, is outside, and it's 1-1. Great crowd still piling in. Most of them enjoying the two beer gardens set up, one on the right field line behind the Greenville dugout, one in the left field behind the bullpen of the Doughboys. This is a pretty packed night. And Johnson City, that one can't find the edge. It's Taylor. It was just outside, and it's 2-1. That one just missed. Our field, our umpire tonight, Taylor Parsons, calling ball and strikes. Nobu Goto is out in the field. This Appalachian League contest. Here's 2-1. That one finds the edge of the strike zone. Had to move it over a little bit. Gets it in there, and it's now 2-2. So after just missing, Taylor gets it just in there and paints the corner. 2-2 to Ethan Payne. 2-2 count. Nobody out. After Harbison drew a leadoff walk, he stands at first base. 2-0 lead for the Flyboys. 2-2. Well outside, and this is the first time we've seen a batter with a full count tonight. Payoff pitch coming to Payne as Taylor looks to avoid issuing his second straight walk of the contest. Here's the payoff pitch coming from Riley Taylor. That's low and away. That's back-to-back walks issued by Riley Taylor, and there are two runners on with nobody out. Ian Daugherty's going to talk to his Oklahoma State teammate. As we'll check around the Happy League early, a couple of doubleheaders today. Bluefield knocked off Pulaski 1-0, so the Ridge Runners are back on track after seeing their five-game losing streak, winning streak broken. Bristol and Princeton are tied at 9 runs apiece in the bottom fifth of their first game. In game two, Bluefield's already up 6-0 in the bottom of the second. Those are 7-inning games. Burlington lost their second game of the year last night to Danville. They're up 4-0 in the bottom of the first in the Otterbots. And Kingsport leads Elizabethan 1-0 in the bottom of the second. And what was an exciting game last night between the River Rouge and the Axemen. 2-0 lead for the Flyboys as that one misses low and away from Taylor, and it's 1-0. Taylor's walked back-to-back Doughboys to start this inning as Logan Hugo steps in. He was halfway to a cycle, had a double and a triple. Couldn't get the single or the home run. The 1-0. That one's chopped toward fair, and it's now 1-1. Got a big body out of Eastern Michigan, batting 244 on the season. 6'2", 200 pounds from Essexville, Michigan. As the wind is picked up, now blowing out toward left field. If you can get a hold of one in the jet stream, it would be a lead for the Doughboys. Swings and misses that one. Daugherty dropped it, but picks it up. Bring it back in advance, and it's 1-2. Windy night, a cool night, which is much welcome after the 105 heat index he had several times this past week in Greenville and the rest of the South. It was a scorcher. The 1-2 from Taylor. Hugo hits that one into the air. It gets underneath that. Running up forward is Smith, and Dalton will grab it in right field. Had to call off Brock Downs at the last minute. That one kind of died in the air. I don't know if the wind got it and kept pushing it back. Regardless, that is a pop fly, and that is the first out of the inning. Here's Roberto Pena stepping in now as he has runners at first and second with just one out. His team down 2-0, and a ball hit to the outfield is could tie it if it's hit well enough. Pena steps in batting. Hasn't recorded a hit yet this season. He fouls that one off. Last night, Pena went 0-for-2, but had a run scored. He drew two walks and struck out once. Made some good defensive plays. last night. Trying to double play on Dub Gleed. The 0-1. That one's on the corner. That was more of a pitch out to check on Payne at first. And it's 1-1. Pena coming to the information on Pena. He's not listening to the official printout roster. So Pena fouls that one off, and it's now 1-2 as Riley Taylor looks to get back in control of this one. Pena from South Florida transferring to Tulane University is feeling got a new coach. So that team's kind of fallen on some hard times as of late. Used to be a premier powerhouse in the Conference USA. Now in the American, they've kind of fallen back a little bit. Having to do with, of course, ECU, UConn, and, well, formerly UConn, now UCF. So that was in the dirt block, 2-2. It's kind of hard to keep where everybody's at in conference realignment in D1 at times. As we've told you, A&T, where North Carolina A&T, where Shamar Duncan and Brown play, they are moving conferences for the third time and roughly 5 years, so apologize if I'm making any mistakes on what competition some schools play in. 2-2 of one out to Pena. Runners at first and second, 2-0 lead for the Fly Boys. 2-2 is on the corner of the strikes and the late strike call, and Taylor gets his first strikeout of the contest, or his second strikeout of the contest, and two away, so after a pair of walks, Taylor can get out of this one with an out as Matt Maselli steps in the first time tonight. Maselli from Stony Brook up in New York, the Seawolves. He gets set. That one's fouled off, and it's 0-1. Maselli did not play in last night's contest. This season, Maselli batting .292 on the year and has a .453 on base percentage. He's been walked 8 times. His patience at the plate has helped Johnson City get back to a 5-10 record, starting 0-8. That one's hit off the edge of the bat, going to hang in the air in foul territory. Ankeny's going to run over, but will run out of real estate, and it's fouled off out of play. You saw a great catch last night. That kind of area by Johnson City's right fielder, Hugo. As again, Johnson City made some defensive plays, and the Fly Boys, unfortunately, just had some diving catches that would have been phenomenal, just got off the end of their glove. This was just kind of a rough night all around, and some breaks went Johnson City's ways, but that's just baseball, folks. The 0-2 is high, and it's now 1-2 as Sally smartly lays off of that one. Talking about just baseball, the Chicago Cubs yesterday ended the Braves' 14-game winning streak, and the Cubs were on a 10-game losing streak. So weird things happen in a sport that plays a ton of games in such a short amount of time, 58 games in 3 months here in the Appy League. That one finds the edge of the strike zone. Back-to-back strikeouts for Taylor. He's got 3 tonight as he gets out of the jam after issuing 2 walks to start the inning. 2-0 lead for the Fly Boys as we head to the top of the third inning here in Johnson City. Fly Boys looking to extend their lead and return the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Fly Boys up 2-0 after Riley Taylor. Already 4 strikeouts tonight. As has got now some jams, and the Fly Boys hold to a early lead in this one in Johnson City, TVA Credit Union Ballpark. Again, part of a three-game series. These two this weekend, Flyboys dropped last night's game 10-5. They'll play again tomorrow with these two squads. As Will Taylor leads off. Start the top of the third inning, Taylor. Drew a leadoff walk, but was caught stealing. That's for the second time this season. He looks at that first pitch in there for a strike on the corner from Newbeck. So Newbeck's giving up the three hits, two runs, walk one, and struck out one in this one. The 0-1 coming to Taylor. That one finds corner of the strike zone as 0-2. So we'll reset now as Newbeck looking to get back in control here. The reigning Abbey League pitcher of the week. Oh, he's getting up a pair of runs and three hits. That one's well outside 1-2. A 1-2 pitch coming now. That one misses outside, just missed outside. And it's 2-2. Trying to hit the edge again as he did earlier in the at-bat to get a strike call. Could not. That one was outside. There's a 2-2 pitch to Will Taylor. Taylor swings at that one. That's fouled off into the glove of Harbison. And that's a strikeout.
That's pretty good.
And that's the second of the game for Newbeck and the first out. And here in the top of the third inning was Brock Daniels steps in. Daniels struck out his the last time up. That breaking ball just finds the corner, and it just found the corner. Daniels was shocked that one got in there. It may have just gotten in there. The other one. Daniels fouls that one off. I believe. Oh, no, it hit the plate. He came around and check swing. Nope, they're going to say, change that. He did foul it off. Well, a check swing. Probably hit the plate and bounced backwards, but no, he hit with a check swing, and now it's 0-2. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Daniel strikes out on three straight pitches. Second time he struck out tonight, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Newbeck as he's trying to find his groove. And it's so far been a pitcher's duel. Despite the two runs scored by the Flyboys. Ian Daugherty will step in for second time today. Ground out the third his last time up. Working quickly is Newbeck and lost speed pitch because in there for a strike. This is Newbeck. Everybody saw against the River Riders last week. He got 13 Ks in five innings. He's got three tonight in 2-2/3. Big swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Only thrown two balls this entire inning. This is just pitch number 11 of the frame. Here's the 0-2. That one's high and it's 1-2. It's tough to throw an immaculate inning, especially when you have a different umpire crew almost every series, so. It's tough. 1-2. That one breaks. Gets in there. Daugherty knew it. And that's three straight strikeouts as Newbeck strikes out the side. And there have been five straight retired for the Flyboys. We head to the bottom of the third. Greenville still up 3-0. Riley Taylor out there for another inning of work. Return the Flyboys. Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at ehstn.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
CW lead for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the third inning. And fans, next time you are at Pioneer Park, make sure to stop by the concession stand and get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog. Elm Helm is the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. What can go better with baseball than a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog? Elm Helm, official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. Get one at the concession stand today. Or at your local East Tennessee retailer. Have to wait a while to get one at Pioneer Park because the Flyboys are on a six-game road trip in 7 days. 3 games here in Johnson City. They have an off day Monday. Go to Pulaski for a pair of games and then go to Kingsport for a single game before they come back home to finish up the series with the Axemen. Barney steps in for the second time today, and that pitch, this is high and almost clips Barney, and it's 1-0. Barney grounded out to second his last time up. This is his first appearance in the Appy League this season. For Barney, as he squares the bunt, it goes flying backwards and is a foul. Barney Mesa, Arizona native, played at the University of Washington. Of a pair of Huskies on this team, we saw Kyle Bender pitch last night. There's the 1-1. That one's in there for a strike. That's strike two, and Taylor ahead 1-2. He has struck out back-to-back batters. The last five batters for both teams have struck out. Three straight for Newbeck. Last inning, the 1-2. Allen's chopped over to third. Bishop picks it up. The throw to first is falling down is wide, and that's going to be an error on Bishop, most likely, as he was falling down or throwing it. And yes, it will be. As Bishop was falling down and went wide of Ankeny, and so a runner has reached Vank off the error. Lead off the third inning, and Ashton King steps up. He is the only other, he reached base his last time up after being hit by a pitch. Back in the first inning, here's the pitch to King after the error by Bishop. That one's hit to left field, going to hang up, no doubt, it's gone. One swing of the bat, and Ashton King has tied this one up. Told you if somebody could get one up in the jet stream, they would. Taylor allows the two-run homer off the first hit of the game by the Doughboys. As we're tied at two apiece. Here in the bottom of the third inning with nobody out. Absolute no doubter to left by Ashton King.
Now batting number five, Isaiah Frost.
As that one was just laced to left. We'll get you the stats on that one later. So Isaiah Frost steps in. That pitch misses low, and it's 1-0. The 1-0. That one's hit towards short. Picked up by Gleed. Gleed hop steps, throws it over, and just picking up his Ankeny is building issues. One of the Flyboys has been kind of quick getting there off this turf, but that one was handled well by Ankeny, and there's one away in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes Cole Tremaine. Grounded out. Right back at Riley Taylor, and Taylor flipped it over to Ankeny to end the first inning. Tie it 2 apiece after King's home run. That one is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Fish now coming to Tremaine. That one's low and away for a ball, 1-1. There's a 1-1 pitch. That one's on dirt, and it's 2-1. One pitch coming to Tremaine, who again has been very good against the Flyboys this season. Very good for the Doughboys as a whole this year. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. Well, home run from King, as we mentioned, that wind's blustering out to the left, and that was a no-doubter that caught over the left field wall. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Riley Taylor. That one finds the edge of the strike zone, and it's 3-2. So count runs full, looking to get out of the inning after giving up the two-run blast by King earlier in this inning. Payoff pitch with one out. And here's the pitch. That one's in the dirt. That is a one-out walk. That's the third walk of the contest issued by Taylor. And there's a runner on with one away. Daugherty's going to walk toward the dugout. And I don't know if there's an issue with Daugherty's glove or his hand. He's looking at the glove. And it might be with his glove. He's going to get a new one. So he's going to replace the glove and get reset here as we look around the Appy League. Princeton's up 10-9 in the bottom of 6 of game 1 of that 7-inning game. Bluefield's up 6-0 still in the bottom 3rd on Pulaski in game 2. Bluefield's up game 1. Kingsport's up 4-1 on Elizabeth in top of the 3rd. And Burlington's up on Danville 4-0. In the top of the 3rd. 2-2 score after King's home run for about the 1st. Check on Tremaine is not in time as Harbison steps in. He drew a walk his last time up. Reached 2nd but was stranded there after Taylor ended the inning with a pair of strikeouts. One out pitch is low, and that's a ball, 1-0. It's Taylor trying to find some control here after giving up the home run. He had the error by Bishop, then the home run, then a ground out, and then a walk so far in this inning, and that's how a runner's been at first with just one out. Wind howling here, 1-0, can't find the strike zone there, and that one misses. It's Taylor, that was pitch number 51, and ball gets away from Daugherty, and everybody's going to reset. And they're going to say catcher's interference, perhaps? Not entirely sure what they're going to say about that because Daugherty dropped the ball, ran out to the field to grab it, and I guess they're saying catcher's interference, and that moves Tremaine up in the scoring position, and Coach Tremaine Curry is going to argue for his guys. Tremaine didn't take off to try to steal. He stayed at first, and then they didn't call a balk either, as Taylor didn't have the ball, and now Daugherty trying to ask what he was doing and getting an explanation from the umpires here. And now they're going to move up to 3rd now. I don't understand why he's moving to the 3rd. No clue what the call is here. As two bases awarded to Tremaine, and he's 90 feet away off a strange play. Couldn't hear the explanation from, of course, up here in the stands where we're located, and that's, I have no clue what happened. But Tremaine's 90 feet away. It's a 2-0 pitch now, and I don't know if Daugherty, they're going to call catcher interference. I didn't know you could get two bases on catcher interference, but maybe I don't know the rule book. 2-0. That one gets in there for a strike, 2-1. I've never seen that before in my life, to be honest with you. I didn't even know Daugherty did catcher interference. Again, Tremaine stood at first base, did not move. And Daugherty dropped the ball, went out to grab it, and they're saying, I guess catcher interference advanced two bases. There's no indication of the stats. That one misses 3-1. saw a ball get overturned last night. And that one was not overturned, and then for some reason Tremaine's sitting at third base instead of at first. So hopefully we'll get an explanation. But probably not. Here's the 3-1. That one's up the middle. Taylor off his glove. Can't find it. It's going to bounce around for the first from Daniels. Is in time. Gets the out. Ground out. But scores a run. That's a heads-up play from Daniels. But regardless, the ground out scores the run. And the catcher's interference question mark cost the Flyboys. And now Doughboys lead. So Arbson grounds out. And Ethan Payne's up the bat. We have now a 3-2 lead for the second straight game. The Doughboys have a 3-2 lead early in this one. Scoring three runs in the bottom half of an inning. Just took them an extra inning to get going in that one. In this one, compared to last night, as Payne hits that one to left field. Running underneath it, Smith in foul territory all the way to the bullpen. Smith makes the grab, and that ends the inning. So after a home run and then one of the strangest calls I've ever seen happen in real life that I will probably never get an explanation for, Doughboys take a 3-2 lead, and they have answered back the call from the Flyboys as we get set. Third way done this one, and Johnson leads it 3-2. It's the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Swartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Two-run home run by Ashton King. That one's no doubter. Tied it up, made it 2-2. And then Cole Tremaine reaches on a walk. They call, we think, catcher's interference. Trying to see what it's listed as. Not even listed on the stats, really, as it just says Cole Tremaine walks and then a ground out scores Tremaine, which that would happen, but he got the third after being awarded first second base on what we think was catcher interference by Ian Daugherty. And then he was awarded third, and I'm not sure why he got the second base. I'm not entirely sure. Hopefully we'll get an explanation after the game from Jermaine Curtis. Regardless, John State takes a lead as Jack Arai looks at a strike on the lower corner, and it's 0-1. As everybody in the stands is confused about that call, really. And if you're John City, you're happy, as that's as that gave John City the lead for the first time tonight. But if you're Greenville, you know you're frustrated because this game could be still tied at two runs apiece. So, see, as that's another three-pitch strike. That's four strikeouts in a row by Newbeck, and Newbeck's starting to look like the pitcher he was last week against Elizabethan. He has struck out four straight batters on 15 pitches. So, weird game in Johnson City, but let's see what craziness is left in store. As Miles Smith steps up, he grounded out the second his last time up, made a catch to end the last frame. That was in there for a strike, 0-1. That's four straight strikes from Newbeck. He's feeling it right now. The 0-1. Chopped over towards short, picked up for the first, is in time for the out, and there's two away. That's now seven straight batters retired by the Flyboys, and just five pitches thrown for Newbeck in this inning. to get out of this one. Two outs for Bo Ankeny. Ankeny had an RBI double his last time up. That scored Jack O'Reilly. And then came around the score after Bishop's RBI single. It went off the feet of Newbeck. Just pitched the Bo Ankeny outside, 1-0. How hard is the throw an immaculate inning? As that's pitch number 6 in the first ball. Of course, Newbeck had the ground out. They're already in the immaculate inning chance. That one's hit into right field. Going to hang in the air. It's going to keep going at the wall and will be caught. As Ankeny, the wind was blowing toward the left, and the wind kept that one in the ballpark. And so just a 7-pitch inning for Newbeck as the Flyboys go down 1-2-3, and they've had 8 straight retired. Let's see if John City can add to their lead. They have a 3-2 lead as we get to the bottom of the fourth inning here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
3-2 lead for Johnson City in the bottom of the fourth inning. And fans, Wicked Weeds, the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weeds been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or a local retailer today. 3-2 lead as Flyboys have seen 8 straight retired, and Doughboys took a lead after the home run by King, and then Tremaine came in the score off the ground out. They look to extend their lead. They scored 7 unanswered last night, starting in the fourth inning to win at 10-3, and they'll look to continue that here as Logan Hugo steps in. Hugo flew out to right his last time up. A high ball that Dalton had to chase down as that one misses away, 1-0. That was for Riley Taylor. His 56th pitch of the contest. He's throwing 31 strikes. Does have the 3 strikeouts, but again, he's giving up the 3 runs. Off just 1 hit as that one misses high, and it's 2-0. Only one of those runs is earned because the first run to cross, Barney on the home run, was reached on an error. So here comes the 2-0 pitch. That one's hit skyward, but it's going to hang too high in the air. Hang underneath it is Smith. He makes the catch, and there's one away. So he goes flown out to right field and to left field tonight as Roberto Pena steps in. And Pena's still looking for his first hit of the season. Struck out his last time up. That started that's the last strikeout that has been recorded for Riley Taylor. That pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1, so it's top the strike zone. It's Taylor, 0-1 with one out for Pena. His team up 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth. Swing and a miss. Gets him to go golfing. It's 0-2. And starting to set. Shadows coming in over the left field side of TVA Credit Union Ballpark. Almost set till about 9:30, so we got a lot of light here in Johnson City. So we just hit 8 o'clock, the 0-2. That one's hit towards center field. Taylor's going to take a couple of steps to the left, makes the catch, and there are 2 away. So now 5 straight batters retired for the Doughboys as defenses look to settle in again. Here comes Maselli.
Now batting number 2, Matt Maselli.
Telly struck out his last time up to end the second inning, as that ended a threat with the Doughboys had runners at first and second with nobody out for a fly out and back-to-back strikeouts. Hits that one to right field. Running over is Dalton. That's going to be a tough play for Dalton. Foul territory, and he can't make the catch. And that one goes foul, and Maselli stays alive. Well, there were about four diving catches attempted last night by the Fly Boys, and they could not handle any of them, and that led to some infield singles, some runs being scored, and part of the reason the Doughboys won that game last night. So just coming close to end the inning, so let's see what Maselli can do with new life on an 0-1 count with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. The 0-1 breaking ball in there freezes Maselli. It's 0-2. Taylor, strike away from getting out of the inning. The 0-2. That one's foul off the plate. May have gotten the heel of Daugherty. That one stays alive. Maselli again makes the foul ball, and it's 0-2. Taylor checks up the first sign from Daugherty. Now gets set. Daugherty resets. Here's the 0-2. That one finds the corner of the strike zone. Strike three. Fourth strikeout of the night for Taylor. And that ends the fourth inning. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for both these teams. But the Fly Boys have had eight straight retired. They'll look to get a runner on base. We hit the top of the fifth. Trailing 3-2 on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
3-2 lead for Johnson City here in the top of the fifth inning as Newbeck. Tony Newbeck has settled in nicely here. He struck out four straight batters and has retired eight straight. As he now today in this one, he's gone four innings, going to have three hits, the two runs. Those came in the second inning. And struck out five. Like I said, including four straight batters in the third and fourth inning. Here comes David Bishop. Bishop had an RBI single his last time up, went off the heel of Newbeck, and reached first safely. Scored Bo Ankeny's. Looks first pitch strike as Newbeck has gotten his mojo working so far after just the rough second inning and the rough start in the first. The 0-1, that one's fouled off, and Bishop stays alive. Bishop committed an error back in the third and allowed Barney to reach. Next batter, King, hit a no-doubter to left field. And take that away, and then take the weird catcher's interference away. It's just a 2-1 lead for the Fly Boys. But if you just take away the error away, Bishop makes the out. It's tied at two. So a lot of what-ifs, though. Just got to move on and recover. The 0-2 pitch to Bishop. Low and away, and it's now 1-2. So wind picking back up over in the grandstands and the outfield. The wind's kind of died down a little bit, blowing more out towards center. Now picking up and going toward the left. There's the 1-2 high, and it's 2-2 to Bishop. Newbeck walked the first batter he saw, and Will Taylor hasn't walked anybody since then. Other than three hits in the second, has not allowed a base runner on, and eight straight batters. You'll see if Bishop went around. They'll say he did. Does Nobu go to? Out in the outfield, that is strikeout number 6. And that starts off the fifth inning, and that is now 9 straight batters retired by the Doughboys. There comes Shamar Dalton. He started this unlucky streak, but fly out the center back in the second inning. So that one bounces in front of the plate, and Dalton holds off, and it's 1-0. That was pitch number 57 for Newbeck. 38 strikes, so working efficiently, looking to go 5 innings as the bullpen starts to get active for Johnson City. Up 3-2 here in the top of the fifth inning. Dalton looks at a strike that gets in there on the edge of the strike zone, 1-1. Dalton almost hit for the cycle last night. Has not gotten a hit tonight. That one's outside, 2-1. Went 3-for-3, reached on base safely all 4 times. He got the play after drawing a walk in the final time he was at bat in the 8th inning. Scored a pair of runs and an RBI himself. A 2-1. That one is fouled off behind us over the overhang, and it's now 2-2. You gotta be careful if you're driving by this ballpark on game day. There's a road not too far away from us, the main road that leads to downtown Johnson City, so gotta keep your head on a swivel if you drive by on game day here. 2-2. Breaking ball that didn't break inside enough, and the count runs full, and I believe this is the first time today that full count has been offered by Newbeck. That's how efficient he's been. Payoff pitch with 1 out to Shamar Dalton. It comes, and Dalton hits that one to center field. It's going to keep going, hanging in the air, and it will die at the wall. Caught by Barney. There's 2 away. So back-to-back flyouts to center for Dalton in this one. That's 10 straight retired now by the Doughboys, and Dub Gleed steps in. The boys have not had a base runner reach since Bishop's RBI single back in the second inning. 10 straight retired. That one misses high. Ball went up. 16 straight is right now the dubious season record. That was came against Bristol to end the game. As Aiden Canada got a single in the fourth inning, and then nobody reached to end the contest. And now, times when it called as the ball comes flying out of the bullpen of Johnson City. They're on the reset. The 1-0 pitch coming to Gleed from Newbeck as he swings and misses that one. Good breaking pitch from Newbeck. The lefty has found his control for the most part tonight. He has only had a couple of misses after that rough first outing against Will Taylor, but he ended up picking off Taylor, trying to steal second. So it's been solid tonight. Dimes going to call it. Another ball is thrown out from the bullpen to the field. So John City's bullpen kind of wild to start off. There's 1-1 coming to Dub Gleed. That one's fouled off. Guy got jammed up and goes off of Harbison's leg, it looks like. And he's okay. Because now strike away from getting out of this inning is Newbeck. He's thrown 6 strikeouts today. Just 4 2/3 innings of work. Here's the 1-2. Way outside, and deuces wild now for Dub Gleed. He had 13-5 innings against Kingsport, performing against Elizabethton. That's how he got the Appy League Player Pitcher of the Week honors. We'll then get half of that and the same amount of work here. 2-2. That one's chopped the third, goes foul into the Doughboy dugout, and everybody goes scrambling. This will be fine. You saw some against Bristol and Princeton that were just liners to dugouts, and the Princeton Whistlepigs instantly went scrambling deeper into their dugout to avoid it. So, oh, we have seen Miles Smith got plucked by one on the on-deck circle tonight. 2-2 pitch coming to Dub Gleed. That one misses low. Thought I was going to be call strike. The late strike calls all night, but that one holds off. And now, second straight batter as a full count for the Fly Boys. Here's the payoff pitch to Gleed. That one gets in there for strike 3. That's 11 straight retired. 7th strikeout of the contest for Newbeck. As the Doughboy defense has come up big again. They look to extend their lead, holding on to a 3-2 advantage. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Three two lead for Johnson City here in the bottom of the fifth inning. In the top of the order coming back up for the Doughboys, and that is where the runs would come from. Only one hit for Johnson City so far. But that one hit was a screamer. Home run to left field wall by Ashton King, who will bat second. But first, here comes McKay Barney. Barney 0-for-1 tonight. Reached on an error by Bishop. On a tough play where Bishop just fell down trying to throw it over the first, and the throw was wide of Bo Ankeny. Very safely, and then came around the score one swing later by King. That tied the game up at the time. 3-2 lead now as Riley Taylor's back out for another inning of work, and that one misses 1-0. Taylor's gone four innings, he's going to have a hit, three runs. Only two of those have been earned. Three walks and four strikeouts. He's also hit a batter. Team trails 3-2 after three runs scored in the fourth inning as that one's up at the end of the bat. The third inning, so wasn't the fourth inning like the past three nights. And past three nights, been trouble. The fourth inning, the Fly Boys had allowed between Princeton and Johnson City in three games, had allowed 12 runs in just the fourth inning. Those all came in the third, though, for Johnson City. The 1-1 is high, just misses 2-1. And that's pitch number 68 for Taylor as some stretching going on in the Greenville bullpen. See if Taylor can go five innings again. 2-1. That one's up the end of the bat. Smith's going to take a couple steps forward and will grab it and makes the out. And there's one away. And that sets up Ashton King. And King hit a no-doubter off the first pitch he saw his last time up. Went off the bat at 102 miles per hour. ETSU Buck murdered one over the left field wall. That's all I can say. 26-degree launch angle. 384 feet. It's 330 out toward the left field foul pole. So checks that out. But, man, absolute dead set from Ashton King. And that tied the game up the time. He looks at first pitch strike. King from right here, ETSU is what he's played last year, and he's 1-for-1 tonight. He's reached base safely both times. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. The 0-1 to King. That one's hit. Oh, to Daniels on the line, makes the catch. Nice play by Brock Daniels, and they're two away. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Isaiah Frost steps in, and uncharacteristically quiet has been Isaiah Frost tonight. He's 0-for-2 of a strikeout, grounded out to short his last time up, but just halfway through this contest. This one is that pitch from Taylor, misses outside. It's 1-0. Light stretching going on in the bullpen for Greenville. So if Taylor get out of this inning quickly, you got to think he may try to go 6. 1-0. That one's low, 2-0. The longest outing of the year belongs to Jack Liberio. He went 6 innings against Bristol the other night. I tell you, went 5 innings. Just allowing 3 hits, the 2-0. That one's hit foul, and it's 2-1. Just got the tip of it. There you go, just 3 hits and no runs. 5 strikeouts tonight. He's given up, unfortunately, just 1 hit, but 3 runs. Only 2 of those have been earned. 2-1. That one's fouled right to the backstop, a fan flinching there, and deuces are wild. Wow, there is a Nettinger. Someone would have gotten taken out right there for sure. It's glad the netting's been extended to most of these major league and minor league and summer league parks. Deuces wild. Taylor gets set. A 2-2 pitch. That one's in there. Strike three. Taylor gets strikeout number five. He's through five innings, and the Doughboy lead is still just one run. We've played five innings of baseball. We'll move on to the top of the sixth inning. Johnson City up 3-2 here. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Newbeck out for now a sixth inning of work. He has been phenomenal. He's retired 11 straight batters. Seven strikeouts to one walk and up three hits, two runs. Both of those have been earned. Those came back in the second. The last run to reach for the Fly Boys was Bishop with an RBI single back in the second inning. Fly Boys defense has been well, has been feeling it as well as they have retired eight straight batters, and what's turned back into a defensive contest that we all thought it would be. With these two aces starting tonight in this Appalachian League rivalry game.
Now batting number one, William Taylor.
So Will Taylor will step in. He is 0-for-1, struck out his last time up. Threw a walk to lead off the first inning and was caught stealing as he will hold off his swing and win the dirt. He'll check with Goto at the field, and that's low for ball 1-0. Sun's starting to set here in Johnson City. Had a beautiful baseball sky last night. Hopefully we can get one of those too, but there's not a single cloud in the sky, which will always take. The 1-0, Taylor fouls that one off, and it's 1-1. Cooler night. Again, it was 100 degrees and what it felt like earlier in the week. I'm very glad we waited till the end of the week to come up to Johnson City, because having to sit outside in that heat would not have been fun for really anyone in the ballpark, especially when you have a lot of equipment with you. The 1-1 is high, 2-1. Although it looked like it was going to rain on us last night, but luckily did not have to use the umbrella or trash bags brought. Again, $300 equipment out of your own pocket. You want to protect that. Snap breaking ball misses again, 3-1. This will be the second walk of the game for Newbeck, and second time Taylor's been walked, and within a streak of 11 straight batters retired. 3-1. That one's high. That ends the streak. Taylor with a leadoff walk for the second time tonight. Start off the sixth inning. So here comes Brock Daniels, who unfortunately has struck out his last two times up, looking to avoid the silver sombrero on this at-bat. Does have a runner at first in Taylor as he fouls that one off toward the road, and it's 0-1. Now let's pitch number 73 for Newbeck. He's thrown 48 strikes as Johnson's bullpen continues to work. And they'll check on Taylor. Remember, Taylor got picked off his last time up, trying to steal second. That's just the Second time this season he's picked off trying to steal a base, as he has five on the season. He's stolen third base twice. Daniels gets a hold of that one to center field, gets underneath it, and it'll be caught by Barney right to him. This first out of the sixth inning. Here's one problem being outside here. Anything toward the left field is going to be tough to determine, especially the bullpen as the sun sets on the left field side. Getting a nice tan on one side of the body out here at John City's TVA Credit Union Ballpark. Hey, a lot worse things you could have going on. As this weather's been gorgeous. Here comes Ian Daugherty. 0 for 2 tonight. He has the first one he sees toward the left. There's the first hit of the game for the Fly Boys since the second inning. And that ball gets past the third baseman, rolls all the way home. And Taylor's going to take off for third. Daugherty's going to go to second. Throw the second's wide. And there are runners in scoring position. That's probably going to be ruled an error on the left fielder, Hugo. And it will be. So, a single for Daugherty and an error advances him and Taylor in the scoring position with just one away in a 3-2 ball game. Fourth hit allowed by Newbeck, and Jack O'Reilly steps in with runners at second and third and just one out. Had a single and then came around the score back in the second, but struck out his last time up. Looking to tie this one up or possibly take the lead. That one's hit to the outfield. One run's going to score. Rounding second. Is Daugherty. Two runs are in. Running toward third is O'Reilly. He's going to stop at second if that ball runs to the wall. That's a two RBI double for Jack O'Reilly. And the Fly Boys take a 4-3 lead here in the top of the sixth inning. He's been a jack of all trades for sure in his short time early in Greenville. As O'Reilly comes through clutch again, and the Fly Boys have retaken a lead. And that's what you didn't see last night. Runs late in the game, in those middle innings. Now taking a 4-3 lead here in the top of six, just one out for Miles Smith. Here's the pitch to Smith. Gets in there for a strike, 0-1. So O'Reilly, hey, he's also halfway to a cycle if you want to start tracking that with a single and a double. It's two RBI today as time's called, I believe, for a ball behind the backstop. I didn't know what time was called for it. Didn't see anything, but it was underneath a little overhang. Can't really see from this vantage point at the top of the stadium. 0-1 coming to Miles Smith, one out after O'Reilly's two RBI double. The 0-1 misses away, 1-1. Now you gotta wonder how quickly is that John C. bullpen gonna be working to get Newbeck out of there if he starts to struggle. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Smith. Checks on the runner at second, O'Reilly. Here's the pitch. That one's high, 2-1. Again, the fastball's off just a bit. Newbeck has struggled. That's what's allowed those five hits and the four runs to come across the plate. Granted, the error by the left fielder, Hugo, got the runners in scoring position. 2-1. That one's swing and a miss. Good pitch low in the zone, and it's now 2-2. Two-two coming to Smith. One away. O'Reilly stands at second in scoring position himself. Bo Ankeny's going to be on deck for the Fly Boys. It's 2-2 pitch. That one misses high, and the count runs full with one away. So a payoff pitch coming to Miles Smith. Payoff pitch. Smith reaches for that one and fouls it off toward beer garden area down the left field line, and everybody will reset. Princeton's knocked off Bristol in game one of the doubleheader, 10-9. So the Whistle Pigs on a roll. They've won three in a row. No, Bristol now 3-12 on the season. State Liners are struggling. Here's the payoff pitch coming to Miles Smith. O'Reilly gets checked at second. Here's the pitch. High, and that is a walk with one out. And now there are runners at first and second. That's the third walk of the game for Newbeck, his second of the inning. And we'll see if that's the end of the line for Newbeck. Can't close the book fully on him as he's responsible for two runners on. And that looks like that's going to be it for Newbeck. He goes 4 1/3, gives up 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 walks, and the 7 strikeouts. And the Fly Boys have retaken a 4-3 lead here in the top of the 6th and look to play add-on. Tell you about the new pitcher for the Doughboys when we return. This is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
New pitcher in for the Doughboys is number 26 out of Northwestern University, Phoenix, Arizona native, David Utagwa. He'll step in with runners at first and second and just one out. Fly Boys now up 4-3 in the top of the sixth inning. We'll get you Utagwa's numbers. Utagwa, a bit of a struggle this season. We have Johnson City. He has gone just 3 2/3 of an inning. He has given up 10 hits, 10 runs, including a homer back against Kingsport his last time out. Walked one and struck out four. 24.55 ERA. Opponents are banked 4.55 off of him. His long time was 3 innings against Kingsport. He had 6 hits, 5 runs, a home run, hit 2 batters, walked one and struck out 3. He earned the loss in that one. 0-1 record. Went 2/3 of innings earlier against Kingsport this year, giving up 4 hits, 5 runs, and striking out 1. Bo Anthony steps in. Runners at first and second, 1 away. Fly Boys have retaken a 4-3 lead. Here's the pitch that gets in there, breaking ball from Utagwa. And it's 0-1. David Utagwa. Big bodied. 6'3", 200 pounds. One goes to, of course, Northwestern of the Big Ten Conference, the 0-1. That one's hit toward right field. A little soft line. They're going to be tough play. Over the head of the right fielder. Rounding third is O'Reilly. He's going to come in and score. The throw to second is not in time. An RBI double for Ankeny, and the lead has swollen to 5-3 here at the top of the sixth inning. That's Ankeny's second RBI double of the day. And Smith now sits at third base in the carousel moving. For the Fly Boys, and David Bishop steps up. So after 11 straight were retired, this inning has seen a walk, a fly out the center, a single, a 2 RBI double, a walk, and an RBI double. And Bishop can continue the merry-go-round of going as he looks at a strike 0-1. Has an RBI single tonight, but struck out his last time up. 5-3 lead for the Fly Boys. Makes the 3 runs in the top of the sixth inning. And this one, the 0-1. Big swing and a miss. Good pitch from Utagwa. It's now 0-2. That run is on the shoulders of Newbeck, and he's still responsible for Smith over at third. So Newbeck could end with six runs allowed tonight. 0-2, that one's sky high in foul territory. That's going to be a tough play. It's going to get out of the stadium. And hey, a nice catch by a fan walking behind the first base side. One of the little leaguers here tonight had his glove ready and makes the catch. Unfortunately for the Doughboys, that doesn't count as an out. As it's just 0-2 on Bishop. As the sun setting, still shining on the stands, but completely covered the field in shadows. Greenville dugout looking right into the sun, however, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, drop strike three, and Bishop's going to run toward first. And slipping on first is first baseman. That's first strikeout of the game for Tagua. And there's two away. That brings up Shamar Dalton, who had a great night last night, like we said, was a home run short of the cycle. Tonight, not so much. A pair of flyouts to center, and with the two outs now, that sack fly has been taken away. Anything for the outfield with speed on the paths of Smith and Ankeny, who's, you hate the phrase, but deceptively fast, it feels like at times. Could score two. He's looking at that first pitch strike as a toggle is starting to settle in. The 0-1 coming from Ottawa. That one is low, 1-1. Newbeck responsible for the run at third and Smith, but the RBI double by Bo Ankeny has pushed this to a 5-3 advantage for the Flyboys here at the top of the sixth inning with two outs. The 1-1. Dalton hits that one into the dugout. Caught by Coach Andy Collins. Off the hop, and it's 1-2. 1-2, two outs here in the bottom of the top of the sixth inning, pardon me. As Dalton gets set, he's going to bring home a couple more runs for the Flyboys. Tagua looking to get out of the jam. The 1-2, well outside, blocked by Harbison, and the deuces are wild for Dalton. That one, well, a chance to score a run. Of course, backstop not as big behind the plate as Pioneer Park, but Miles Smith has some speed on him and would have looked to come home. 2-2 pitch. Dalton hits that one to center field. It's going to get down. One run is in. Ankeny's rounding third. Throw to the plate is cut off. That's a two RBI single for Dalton. Five runs in the sixth. It's a 7-3 lead for the Flyboys. Well, there you go, Shamar Dalton. That's how you get up the schneid tonight. Two RBI single. 7-3 advantage. Five runs in the frame. And Dub Gleed has a chance to keep the wheels rolling. Now you can close the book on Newbeck as they check on Dalton at first. As Newbeck finishes the night giving up six runs. All of them earned. One run given up toward Yatagle as he had allowed Ankeny to reach. That pitch is high to Gleed. Gleed 0 for 2 tonight. Was strikeout his last time up. I believe if he is the only player, except him and Brock Daniels, the only two players to not reach base safely tonight for the Flyboys. Up 7-3 here in the top of the sixth. The 1-0 right down the middle for a strike, and it's 1-1. Fortune for Otago is a ERA has swallowed up to 24.75. He's had just a rough start in this time in Johnson City. Looking to get out of this one. 1-1. That one almost hits Gleed, and if Gleed wouldn't have ducked, that would have hit him on the helmet. If Gleed can reach, the Flyboys would have successfully batted around this inning as Will Taylor led it off with a leadoff walk. The Flyboys have scored 5 in the 6 to take a 7-3 lead. That one's up the middle towards second baseman, and stepping on second for the out is Maselli, but not before the Flyboys drop 5 runs in the sixth inning. take a 7-3 lead. Can the Fly Boys hold on and close out this one to stop the three-game losing streak? We return Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Seven 3 lead now for the Fly Boys after five runs scored in the top of the sixth inning. And fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. So the McCurry Real Estate Group is here to help. Their team of experienced agents guide you every step of the real estate transaction. They'll take care of every detail. There's no need to stress. Why would you ever take a chance? Call McCurry Real Estate Group at 423-704-9866 or visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. You can find the McCurry Real Estate Group on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. As a pitching change for the Fly Boys. So close the book on Riley Taylor. Another solid night. Goes five innings with one hit, the home run to King. Three runs, two of them earned. Three walks and five strikeouts. New pitcher coming in for the Fly Boys. It is Andrew Morones out of San Joaquin Delta. Pitches stats on him. I had to pause a little bit because Burlington's throwing a no-hitter right now against Danville in the top of the sixth inning, so we'll keep our eyes up on that contest. The Sock Puppets up 5-0. Suffering their second loss of the season last night. Looking to get revenge in a big way on the Otterbots. As Cole Tremaine leads off in the face of Morones. So again, another good outing from Riley Taylor, and that's what you want. Here comes Tremaine Curtis. That one gets in there from a strike from Morones. Like I said, Morones. San Joaquin Delta Junior College out in California. Or a Mustangs roster that was pretty solid this year. 0-1 bounces away from Dodgers. It's 1-1. Morones this season has gone 5 1/3 innings into 5 hits, 5 runs, 3 of them earned, 6 walks to 8 strikeouts, 5.06 ERA, but has not given up a run since his first appearance of the season. Against Kingsport, he gave up all 5 of those runs as that one's hit foul and outplay 1-2. In 2/3 of an inning. Since then, he is gone. Doing some quick math here. 4 1/3 of an inning without giving up a run. And only giving up 3 hits in that time. Has walked 2 and struck out 6. So he has settled in nicely, has. Morones, the 1-2. That one's high. 1-1. Tremaine drew a walk and then advance to second and third on what we think is catcher's interference. We'll get the explanation post-game, most likely from Jermaine Curtis. And then came around the score. Was the lead run at the time for the Doughboys, 2-2. That one's going to plunk Tremaine in the arms. I thought it got the end of the bat, but no, it got him right in the hand. And so, leadoff hit batter. Tremaine looks to be fine as he makes his way down to first base. It's that time Morones' time out of the pen begins. Then comes Kyle Harbison. He's 0-1 tonight. Drew a walk back in the second inning and then grounded out to second in the third his last time up. Looking to get the lead back after Greenville drops 5 runs in an inning on the Doughboys to take a 7-3 lead. Here's the pitch. That one's fouled off. Ricochet foul into the netting, and that's 0-1. Saw one of those go foul off the bat of O'Reilly, and that struck Miles Smith in the leg. He's been fine, though, as he'll sell then. Drew Wall came around to score in that last inning. He's made some good defensive plays as well. 0-1 with nobody out here in the sixth. That was in there for a strike, 0-2. Sun has gone down beyond the ballpark. Still illuminating most of the area as the lights start to come on at the stadium. Well, a beautiful, windy, breezy night. Johnson City is going to get down to mid to low 60s tonight. 0-2. That one's away. Daugherty blocks it and gets up in time to check on Tremaine, and it's 1-2. Definitely have to see what that call was on Daugherty. Again, if it was catcher's interference, normally it would just be one base for Tremaine, but he was advanced two bases, and not entirely sure why. 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strike three. Morones gets his first strikeout of the contest. That's the sixth total of the day for the Live Boys pitching staff, and there's one away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here comes Ethan Payne. He is 0-for-1 today. Drew a walk back in the second inning and then flew out to left his last time up back in the third. Live Boys up 7-3, looking to stop a three-game losing streak. They have not had a losing streak longer than three games this season, so everything's going right in the same way as it always has this season for the Flyboys. That one's high, 1-0. Three three-game losing streaks. That's how they have 9 of their 10 losses. Oh, it's 5-10 on this year. They did split a series and rebound against Bristol State Liners. That one's swing and a miss. Strike one from Morones. Pardon me, they lost to Danville and then beat Elizabethton before losing to Elizabethton again. That started the second three-game losing streak for knocking off Bristol. Here comes a 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Morones getting these batters to chase out the zone, and they have not been able to make contact. Payne will step back in. The 1-2 of one out. Runner at first is Tremaine. 7-3 lead for the Flyboys. Here's the 1-2 pitch. In there, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts from Morones. And there are two away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here comes Logan Hugo. Hugo tonight has flown out to left and flown out to right. Looking to avoid flying out the center as the wind is still gusting around the ballpark out toward the left field. So he swings the first pitch. He sees Morones coming right at these batters and has been getting strikes, and that's what you want out of your bullpen, which has struggled at times this season if you are the Flyboys. Now a 7-3 advantage here in the bottom of the sixth, the 0-1. Gets the edge of the strike zone, the late strike call, and that gets in there 0-2 now. So Morones a strike away from ending this inning with three straight strikeouts after hitting the first batter he saw in Cole Tremaine. The 0-2 from Morones. Up high, and it's 1-2. Here's a 1-2. Morones gets set. It's the call. The 1-2. That one's well high. Daugherty had to step up to grab that one. Induces now wild to Hugo. This is wild. Two outs. Running at first is Tremaine. 7-3 lead for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Morones is set. Here's the 2-2. That was plate word. And misses the edge, and just missed the edge of the strike zone. I couldn't quite tell where that missed from our advantage point, but it may have just missed, and now the count runs full. Zico held off on that one. Everybody on the Flyboy side thought that was strike three. So Tremaine's going to take off on this pitch as the count runs full, two outs. The payoff pitch from Morones. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three straight strikeouts. Andrew Morones is feeling it. And the Flyboys have a 7-3 lead as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Flyboys up 7-3 after three straight strikeouts from Andrew Morones. Ends the sixth inning with no damage done. He hit a batter to start. And Zatagua is back out there for a second inning of work. Zatagua has given up two hits, one run. Struck out one so far in two-thirds of an inning. Came into a tough situation, though, with runners at second and third and just one out. So he has struggled at time as Will Taylor will lead off. This one, he got the scoring start back in the sixth, drew a walk. So he looks at that first pitch of ball. Drew a leadoff walk and then came around to score. That started the scoring run. Five runs in the top of the sixth inning for the Flyboys. They have a 7-3 advantage. The 1-0. In the dirt again, and it's 2-0. And Taylor, this will be the third walk of the day drawn, and now Harpson's going to go talk to his pitcher. As we'll look around the Appy League, still a no-hitter going for Burlington. Up 9-0 now in the bottom of the sixth on Danville. Kingsport up 11-3 on Elizabethton. In game two, Bluefield's up 11-1 in the top of the sixth, so it looks like they're going to close out back-to-back wins. And Bluefield will move to 7-9 after starting the season 0-8. Bristol up 2-0 on Princeton in game two of their doubleheader. Princeton took game one 10-9. 2-0 pitch to Taylor, fouled off, and it's 2-1. It's pitch number 19 for Itauqua. And 12 strikes are in this one. He works quickly. 2-1 to Taylor. That one skips off the dirt. 3-1. Taylor, a ball away from drawing his third walk of the contest. He reached, came out of the score back in the sixth, but was caught stealing back in the first inning. 3-1. Taylor hits that one of the short. Going to be a tough play. Gets underneath the shortstop's glove. Taylor gets his first hit of the series against Johnson City. And as a leadoff single to start things up here, in the top of the seventh. There's a Brock Daniels. Him and Dub Cleed, unfortunately, have the dubious honor of being the only two Flyboys not to reach base safely tonight. Daniels is 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts, blew out the center his last time up. And time's going to get called by Harbison. It looks like he had something in his eye. So he'll reset there before first pitch is thrown. Comes the pitch to Daniels. Daniels fouls that one off, and that one's straight, that one's gone, but it's out toward the road. Cardinals batting average now down to 259. Like I said, missed four games with an injury and had a good start last night, but hasn't reached. And now four straight at bats, swing and a miss, a one away, and it's now 0-2. Barmy has not reached in now six straight at bats. Looking to avoid making number seven after he had a single start off his night last night. On the snap, his skid, the 0-2 coming from Mataqua. That one's hit on a line towards second, and it's off the second baseman's glove. For the first is not in time. That's probably an error, and it will be. That's an E4, so not a hit, but Daniels reaches safely. Moves Taylor over, as that would have been an easy out off the error by Maselli. Second error of the night for the Doughboys, and it's now Ian Daugherty steps in and single last night, time up, came around the score. If he can hit one to the outfield, can score a pair of runs. That one almost hits Daugherty, ducks out of the way, and it's 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Daugherty. That one's in there for a strike, 1-1. Just one hit allowed by the Flyboys. Again, it was that home run by King that tied the game up at the time. Now 7-3 lead for the Flyboys as Taylor takes off. That's in the dirt, and no play is going to be made. Double steal, and both runners are in scoring position. That 2-1 count for Daugherty. He's got two runners in scoring position, so anything to the outfield, the speed of Daniels or Taylor, they score two. Daugherty hits that one to left. That ball is out of here. Hasta la vista. Ian Daugherty crushes one. His first of the season, a three-run bomb over the left field wall. It's a 10-3 touchdown lead for the Flyboys here in the top of the seventh inning. My goodness, Ian Daugherty. Three-run bomb. He's made a 10-3 game here in the top of the seventh. And Jack O'Reilly will step in, and now a conversation between Harbison. Daugherty, that thing got out of here in a hurry. The bat flip from Daugherty, had to stand and admire it, and was gone. First home run of the season for Daugherty, six total for the Flyboys this year. It's into the night sky. That's now eight unanswered runs for the Flyboys as they are doing to the Doughboys what John Stee did last night to them. 10-3 now. And Jack O'Reilly steps in looking to continue the scoring for the Flyboys. That two RBI doubles last time up. He chops that one up the third. Stays fair and off the third baseman's glove. That's going to be another error, you got to assume. Would have been a tough play by the third baseman. They'll give it an error. And that's the third error of the game, second of the inning, and O'Reilly reaches, and the first four batters have all reached safely for the Flyboys. This is the offense you wanted to have all season long, and I finally got it here. And Miles Smith up the bat, drew a walk, and came around the score his last time up. That one's low and away, 1-0. Toggle's gone just two-thirds of an inning. That was pitch number 29. Has given up four hits, four runs. Only three of those are earned, one strikeout. And there's nobody out still here at the top of the seventh. For about the first, not in time, as Riley slides in safely. And the no-doubter hit by Ian Daugherty. The left field wall. That one's chopped towards second. That one's handled. Throw second for one. For the first, not in time. It's the lead runner on the fielder's choice. And there's the first out of the inning, finally, for the Doughboys. As Bo Ankeny steps in. Ankeny today has three RBIs and a pair of doubles. Two for three with two RBI doubles and three RBI total. So runner at first and Smith with one away, up 10-3 as that one finds the edge and strikes out 0-1. So Ankeny will step back in. He can get his third double of the night and his fourth RBI. The 0-1, that one, there's probably only two RBI. That was a, two RBIs came from Dalton back in the sixth inning. So, only two RBI, but still a good night for Ankeny. Bob was up 10-3 here in the top of the seventh inning. Now one swing and a miss, got him to chase to Dutagua. It's now 1-2. As Ankeny was looking to get his third home run of the season, if he would connect with that one. Here's the 1-2 with one out to Ankeny. It's plateward, and that's swing and a miss. Strike three. Otagawa gets the strikeout, and there's two away here in the top of the seventh. Now I'll bring up David Bishop, who is one for three tonight. Has an RBI single back in the second, but has struck out his last two times up, looking to avoid his silver sombrero honors. With a run at first and Smith, 10-3 lead for the Flyboys at the three-run bomb by Ian Daugherty. There's a pitch. Gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Not seen anything yet about the Ivy League data stats on that one, but we'll get to those soon on Daugherty's home runs. That one's outside, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. And they're going to check on Smith first. He's back there safely. No danger there. Here's the 1-1. Up the middle. Great stop by the second baseman. Flip the second, and that gets the out. What a play by Maselli. He makes up for the error, but not before the three-run bomb by Ian Daugherty gives the Flyboys a 10-3 advantage. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Time to stretch in Johnson City as the Flyboys have a 10-3 lead here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Ten-three lead for the Flyboys after the home run by Ian Daugherty, his first season, three-run no doubter over the tall left field wall here in Johnson City. Clival is looking to stop a three-game losing skid. So that no doubter of a shot by Daugherty as Ranger Moreno is out for another inning of work as he'll hit Roberto Pena. Start off the bottom of the seventh inning. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Moreno has hit the first batter he saw and then has struck out three straight. He has been solid out of the pen, the San Joaquin Delta product, the 0-1. That one in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Comes the 0-2 count to Pena, still looking for his first hit of the season. 0-2. Misses the edge, and it just missed, and it's now 1-2. That's 22 pitches, 13 strikes, and 3 strikeouts. There's the 1-2 from Morones. Outside, can't get Pena to chase. Now count runs to 2-2. It's some slight action in the Flyboy bullpen. You love to have Morones go 2 innings and keep this one a 7-run cushion. Just 9 outs remaining for the Doughboys to score 7 runs. A 2-2. Outside, count runs full, so Pena's battled back. Pena has not recorded a hit this season, but has reached base via walks and hit by one pitch. Has drawn 3 walks this year. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss! Strike 3. Morones has struck out 4 in a row. As he's feeling it out of the pen, and there's one away here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 4 straight strikeouts for Andrew Morones as Matt Maselli steps in. Maselli struggled on defense with a couple of errors tonight. Man, nice play in the last inning. He has struck out twice tonight. That one's outside, 1-0. It's gotten past 9 o'clock here in Johnson City. Sun still shining some light as the lights have come on here at the stadium at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Morones is feeling it. It's 1-1 now to Maselli. A windy night, cool night in Johnson City. The 1-1 now. That one's fouled off. Going to be a tough play for Dalton, and it'll get out of play over the bullpen for Greenville. Feels like fall, really, right now here in Johnson City. It's about low 60s with the breeze. It's even cooler than that. Yes, we're still in summer ball mode here in June 18th. The 1-2 coming from Morones. That one misses outside, and it's 2-2. Could not get Maselli the chase. Had the count run full on last time we got the strikeout. See what he can do here. 2-2. Swing. Fouled off to the glove of Daugherty. That's 5 straight strikeouts for Andrew Morones. As he is feeling it out of the pen tonight. 2 away. Top of the order, Isaiah Frost. Or excuse me, McKay Barney. Used to be in the Frost name leading off, but Barney is stepping in. He is 0-2, reached on an error back in the third, came around to score off the home run by King, but flew out to left his last time up as Morones has struck out 5 in a row. That one's chopped foul toward the Johnson City dugout and stays alive. Burlington still has that no-hitter going, entering the bottom of the seventh inning, up 9-0 on Danville, so going to keep an eye on that one for sure. I believe that would be the first new no-hitter of the new Appy League. I don't believe there was one last season. Let's check the record book. The 0-1. Fouled off, and Morones is a strike away from getting his 6th straight strikeout in this one. After he hit a batter, the first batter he saw, he hit. So then he has calmed down. And it's pitched to Jim in an inning and two thirds. The 0-2 to Barney. That one's hit to third, and we'll get there and stay fair. Rounding first is Barney. The throw to second is going to get there almost in time. Goes wide and goes wide of everybody. That throw missed everybody. Barney's going to reach second. Now he's going to hustle around, try to get the third. Where the third's going to be cut off on the plate in time. Are you kidding me? Jamar Darden! What a throw! Ball is in foul territory. Darden guns out Barney. At third base, a perfect throw. Oh, my goodness.
We have got the third base side. Y'all ready to compete against the first base side.
A cannon from Jamar Darden ends the inning.
Let's go with third base side over here.
My goodness.
All right, DJ, go ahead.
Defense coming up big for the Fly Boys. We'll have more action for you in the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. 10-3 lead for Greenville.
Up U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
After taking some time to gather myself, Jamar Dalton made one of the greatest plays I have seen. A hit by McKay Barney goes to the outfield down the line. Going to get a single, then a throwing error by left fielder Miles Smith sends the ball all the way to the Greenville bullpen. And then Dalton guns out Barney at third to end the inning and keep the Doughboys off the board. That is legitimately one of the best throws I have ever seen in a baseball game. Jamar Dalton, that one will be on social media later after the game. You can bet on that one. My goodness. Heck, that one should probably be on SportsCenter tonight. If anybody has anything to say anything about it, that one's ending up on SportsCenter. 10-3 lead here in the top of the eighth as a new pitcher has come out for Johnson City again as we are trying to compose ourselves as it's number 9. Trying to find out his number, not listed on the roster given to me by Johnson City. And not listed on the one. I'm going to assume Preston Miller because he has no number listed. If it is, Preston Miller from Milligan University, I'm assuming, and getting confirmation that it is Preston Miller. So he's coming in. I believe that's his first appearance of the year in the Appy League. And yes, it is. Preston Miller steps in. Actually, has a 7.50 ERA. We'll get you his stats as he is facing Jamar Dalton, who just made that crazy throw from the Greenville bullpen to third base. 0-1. Dalton fouls out and off, and that gets Harbison right underneath the thigh, it looks like. He looks fine, 0-2. Miller has pitched 6 innings so far this year. 7.50 ERA. He's got 6 hits, 5 runs, 5 walks, and 8 strikeouts. Product of the Milligan University Buffaloes. That one's outside, 1-2. Look at down the road here in Johnson City, Tennessee, playing at an NAIA level. Been very good at that level. The last few years had the Buffs. Actually gone up and played some D2 competition and won some of those games as well. 1-2. Dalton jams him up, and it's fouled off his foot, I believe, and Dalton's down in a heap. And trainer Maria Mueller is going to come out, and Dalton's going to call off the trainer, and they're still going to look at him with Maria Mueller and Jermaine Curtis. Hope he's okay, especially after the series he's had. That is one of the, again, craziest throws I've ever seen. The throw from Smith went wide of the bag at second, trying to get Barney out. Dalton had to find it in the bullpen of the Fly Boys and then ended up gunning it over the third. And they're going to say Dalton is good to go. Sorry, they're saying that the mound visit doesn't count because of an injury. I don't know what the signal was. Probably they're saying Dalton was out, and I was going to ask very much how, and you probably would have seen Jermaine Curtis get thrown out of the game if that were to happen after call, but since then, 1-2, nobody out, top of the eighth inning. Swing and a miss, now Dalton's out, as Miller gets a strikeout on his first batter he faces, and Dalton will go back to the dugout. Like I said, hope he's alright. We'll get a check on him after the next inning, as Dub Gleed steps up, and Gleed is 3-9, unfortunately. Looking to get off the schneid is the UC Irvine product. There's the pitch to Gleed. Good pitch, and that one just missed. And it just missed. Kind of a sidearm delivery from Miller on that one. Let's think it as low as you see Sam Roberts or even Lozier from Elizabethton has this season. But kind of sidearms it in there. He comes forward again. That one misses high, 2-0. It's got the same movement where it's going to move across the zone or try to move across the zone, but doesn't get as low to the ground as Roberts does, as Roberts gets all the way down toward the ground. 2-0 pitch coming from Miller to Gleed. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike, 2-1. Still speaking about that Shamar Dalton play, that's phenomenal. We'll definitely be looking that one up tonight. You'll see it on social media. 2-1. That one's sky high in the air, foul territory. It's going to be a tough play for Payne, and that one's going to just get out and into the beer garden right over the dugout of the Fly Boys, and staying alive is Gleed. 10-3 lead for the Fly Boys here in the top of the eighth inning after scoring 8 unanswered runs. A 3-run homer by Ian Daugherty. That one over the left field wall. 2-2 pitch coming now to Gleed from Miller. Here's the pitch. Sidearms it in there and just misses again. That same spot they just couldn't grab. And it's now 3-2. Here's the payoff pitch now coming to Gleed. Still looking to reach base safely. First time tonight. That one's fouled into the Johnson City dugout. Everybody's getting out of the way. Gleed's the only player not to reach safely tonight, as Brock Daniels reached on the error and came around the score back in the seventh inning. Still get that data on Daugherty's home run, waiting for that one to come through. Here's the payoff pitch again. That one's outside, and Dub Gleed has reached base safely, so every single Fly Boy has reached base safely tonight. We have a one-out walk here in the top of the eighth inning.
Now, batting number one, William Taylor.
Well, Bethan just hit a moonshot. Morgan Calopi, and they are down 11-8 against the Kingsport Axemen. And back to the top of the order for Will Taylor. Taylor got a single, came around the score for the second time tonight back in the seventh. And part of 8 unanswered runs for the Fly Boys here as that pitch misses away from Miller. And we saw this with Roberts some last night. And when you sidearm the pitch, you have to come across your body, move across the strike zone. And if it gets a little too wild, cause some control issues. Miller got the first batter strikeout and has walked the second one and is trying to calm down here. 1-0, and Taylor swinging a miss. Good pitch there from Miller. It's 1-1. Taylor step in. Looking to add on to this lead. 10-3 lead for the Flyboys here in the top of the eighth inning. Eight unanswered runs scored by Greenville. The 1-1. That one's fouled off of the backstop, and it's now 1-2. That was a good pitch by Miller. And it was just a little bit late on that one. Steps in 1-2 after Glee draws the one-out walk. One-two pitch comes Flightward to Taylor. Here's the pitch. Taylor fouls that one off. Stays alive. Decent crowds stuck around here in Johnson City, despite that team being down by 7 runs. We're hoping for a comeback here. Again, this is just the second game of the series. These two teams will play a 7-inning game tomorrow to close out this 3-game set. Flyboys looking for that first win of the year over Johnson City. Here's the 1-2. Taylor fouls that one off and stays alive again. This is the sixth pitch of the at-bat coming for Will Taylor. You saw a bunch of long at-bats last night forced by the Doughboys. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. So Will Taylor, one out. That one's outside, 2-2. Burlington's still has the no-hitter. Top of the eighth inning now. They'll bat around for a bit, and Danville just needs 6 outs of the Sock Puppets to complete the no-hitter. Up 9-0. Up in Virginia. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Miller gets his second strikeout of the inning, and there's 2 away here in the top of the eighth inning. There goes Brock Daniels, who is 0-for-3 tonight, but reached on an error his last time up and came around to score. 2 strikeouts from Preston Miller, and just the 1 walk in his 2/3 of an inning has worked so far. Daniels will step in. So he gets set. Glead over at first. Daniels swings the first pitch. He skies it up toward the third base line. It's going to hang in the air. Going to still have room and just get out the top of the dugout of the Doughboys before Pena can make the play. Looking around the Ivy League, 12-8 lead for Kingsport in the top of the sixth. Elizabethton, and Bluefields completed the sweep of Pulaski, winning both games today. 12-2, they won the second game, won the first game 1-0. Bristol looking to stop their losing streak, up 2-0 on Princeton in the bottom of the third. That's also a 7-inning game. 7-inning game tomorrow for these two teams, starting at 5:30, the 0-1. That one's a rip foul into the netting, and that keeps in the ballpark 0-2, and Miller can get his third strikeout of the inning too. In the inning and stopped some scoring as the Flyboys scored 8 runs the last 2 innings. Up 10-3 here in the top of the eighth, 2 outs, 0-2 count coming to Brock Daniels. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Preston Miller gets 3 strikeouts in this inning and keeps the Flyboys off the board right at the bottom of the eighth. Can the Doughboys answer? Down 10-3. Let's find out on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
All busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold? And that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at GetVaccineAnswers.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Andrew Morona is out for another inning of work as he has struck out five of the six batters he's faced, giving up just one hit in this entire contest as Morona is rolling right now for the Flyboys here in this one, up 10-3. And of course, got a lot of help from that great play by Shamar Dalton. I believe is not in the game anymore. Looks like a new right fielder it is. It looks like Kean Saylor is in right field now for Flyboys. Oh, Dalton's okay. After fouling a ball off the side of his foot last inning, so. Saylor now in as Morones has five strikeouts tonight. Kept the Doughboys off the board. First pitch is in there, misses for a ball, 1-0-2. Ashton King. King has the home run earlier tonight. Tied the game up at 2 apiece. That one finds the corner of the strike zone, just finds it. It's 1-1. Morones feeling it tonight. Struck out five straight batters, and then got the out from Dalton in right field, 1-1. Gets the score in the strike zone again, 1-2. Morones is pitching a lights-out night from the pen. Allowed just the second hit of the game, yes, for Johnson City, which is wild to think about, but again, the Dalton throw recovered and got Barney out at third as King will step out. Now 10-3 with just six outs left to score at least seven runs to push the extras. That's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Morones, strikeout number six. Morones is on fire for the Flyboys. He is feeling it. That's now 11 combined strikeowns. Thrown by the Flyboys between Taylor and Morones. Here comes Isaiah Frost. He struck out twice tonight and it's 0 for 3, which is rare to see him struggle against the Flyboys. That's 1-0. He had had some good at-bats against the Flyboys. He's been a four in their side. Had a leadoff triple last night to start the game. Since then tonight, he has struggled. That one's also high from Morones. Morones starting to maybe lose some control there as it's 2-0 and the bullpen is up and active for the Flyboys. Up 10-3 here in the bottom of the eighth inning with one away. Morones with six strikeouts of the last of the seven batters he's faced tonight. Swinging a miss of the eight batters he's faced tonight. Pardon me. He has struck out six of the last seven after hitting the first batter he saw, Tremaine, who stands on deck. Struck out five in a row and then allowed the hit, but the play by Dalton ended the threat. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Morones again. 2-2. Andrew Morones has been unconscious from the pen. Going right at these Doughboy hitters. Here's the pitch from Morones on a 2-2 count. That one misses and just missed. Missed high, and the count runs full. 42 pitches, 25 strikes for Morones. Pitch number 43 as he's gone 2 1/3 of an inning with six strikeouts and just one hit allowed. payoff pitch, the Frost. That one is going to clip him, I believe, and that clips him probably in a part you don't want to get clipped on by anything. Frost will walk over to first. Looks to be okay. So that's the first real mistake other than the second hit batter of the night from Ronis. He has hit two, unfortunately, but Frost reaches safely. First time tonight. And that brings up Cole Tremaine. He was hit by a pitch the last time he was up. So the bullpen now going to work for the Fly Boys. They're going to check on Frost. He's going to stretch out. I think that actually, and I hope it hit him in the hand, but he went down like it hit him somewhere else that, let's just say you don't want to get hit there for sure. So, it'll reset. Catches breath and he looks to be good, puts on the glove and Frost is okay. It's good to see. Tremaine steps in. 10-3, runner at first is Frost with one away in the bottom of the eighth. That one almost clips Tremaine, and it's 1-0. It's still a solid crowd here. Wind still blustering around TBA Credit Union Ballpark. Throw back the first, not time. Frost is there, plenty of time. Into the bottom of the eighth, two outs for Danville, and still Burlington, four outs away from a no-hitter. Up 9-0 on the Otterbots. Up in Virginia. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Moronis. In there for a strike, 1-1. Two and a third of an inning. Giving up just one hit. Struck out six and has hit two batters is Moronis. He's been solid tonight out of the pen. I'd love to see that. You're the Fly Boys. Your pen's been kind of shaky of late. Foul off the metal apparatus holding up the netting. It's a loud doink off of that, and it's 1-2. Tremaine will step in. 1-2 count, one out. Frost at first. 10-3 lead for Fly Boys in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Moronis. That one's hit over to Ankeny off his glove. Rolls to Brock Daniels for the first is in time. Off the glove of Ankeny. Great heads up play by Brock Daniels to get the out. And there's two away here in the bottom of the eighth inning. That was a tough play for Ankeny. Daniels sprinted over there to grab it and makes the play to put two away. Productive as it puts Frost in scoring position, though. Guess we'll rule that 3-4-3 on the ground out since it went off of Ankeny's glove.
Now batting number 30, Kyle Harbison.
As there's a runner in scoring position for Kyle Harbison. Harbison has reached on a walk back in the second, but since then has grounded out and struck out. Looking to bring home Frost, his team down 10-3 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Well outside, and that's 1-0. Man, my Harbison. Harbison wears the bright powder blue cleats when he plays. It's Harbison. Plays at State College of Florida, Manatee, Sarasota. 1-0 as that one's high, 2-0. The Carolina Blue with kind of the purple accents. The white streak on the back, the blue laces. Pretty sharp look, you can point them out. Also wears the high socks, as I've mentioned on this program many times. It's a favorite of mine. 2-0 coming from Moronis. Here's the pitch. Fine, scoring in the strike zone, 2-1. I was looking to get out of another jam. Six strikeouts, has hit a batter this inning, however. That was Frost, and that's why Frost is at second after moving over on the ground out on the great play by Brock Daniels. The 2-1. Swing and a miss, strike two, and Moronis is a strike away from getting his seventh strikeout of the contest and getting out of this inning unscathed. 2-2, outs. Runner at second's Frost. Harbison at the dish. Morones looking for strikeout number 7. Up 10-3 in the bottom of the 8th inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That one's fouled off. Frost took off on the pitch, trying to steal third, and everybody's going to have to reset. Still no hitter going. Danville has 3 outs to get a hit. Burlington's up 9-0 in the top of the 9th inning on the Otterbots. Kingsford's up 12-10 on Elizabethan, bottom of the 6th. And Bristol's up 2-0 on Princeton. Look to avoid getting swept by the Whistle Pigs. Top of the 4th inning. It's the second of a 7-inning game. Double header play today. The 2-2 pitch coming from Morones. 2-2. Swing and a miss! Strike 3! Strikeout number 7. Morones is unconscious on the mound. Number 7 of the day out of the pen. And sits the Dope Boys down to end the 8th. Fly Boys have one more chance to extend their lead here in the top of the 9th. They will look to do so. We return the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
John City fans starting to pile out to the exits as team is down 10-3 after Andrew Morones has 7 strikeouts in 3 innings of work. Has allowed one hit, has hit 2 batters. Had a runner reach second in Frost, but other than that, has been unconscious tonight. The San Joaquin Delta hurdler has been phenomenal. Preston Miller is going to go out for another inning of work. Team down 10-3, looking to hold the Fly Boys off the scoreboard. But he'll have to deal with Ian Dougherty, who hit a no-doubt 3-run homer over the left field wall. Don't have the data on that one yet, but we can tell you it cleared the wall by a lot, to say the least, and got out of here rather quickly. That's your advanced stats from Richard Martins. Looks a first pitch strike. Miller's been solid tonight. He's had 3 strikeouts. He's walked 1 batter in an inning of work. And most importantly, he's kept the Fly Boys off the scoreboard. Here's the 0-1 coming to Dougherty. Dougherty hits that one to left. Is that one going too? It's off the wall and just foul. It was just foul. Jermaine Curtis is arguing that it wasn't, and from our vantage point, it looked like there's a white sign next to the foul pole. It looks like, to me, it hit right off the sign, but it must have gone to the left at the bottom of the foul pole. I thought that was going to be home run number 2 for Dougherty as he starts to make his slow walk back to the base. That one looked like it was going to be a repeat of his three-run blast in the 7th. However, he'll step back in on 0-2 count, nobody out, and we'll reset as the Doughboys dodge. That one would have made it 11-3. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming to Dougherty. Flightward, and that one almost clips Dougherty, and it's 1-2. Already so close. Again, Pioneer Park, that's out of here. Or at least it's very close to being out. The 1-2. Way outside, 2-2. 2-2 count for Daugherty. Looking to extend the lead. His team up 10-3 here in the top of the ninth inning. Miller gets set. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's the fourth strikeout of the night for Preston Miller. As Daugherty comes close to another home run, but no cigar. And Jack O'Reilly steps on the one out in the top of the ninth. I'm always up 10-3, thanks to some great offense late in this one, scoring 8 unanswered runs in the 6th and 7th inning. To take a lead they hope is permanent. That one's outside, 1-0. The 4 strikeouts for Miller. He has done phenomenally from the pen. As the bullpens for these teams have a combined 13 strikeouts, if you count the 2 thrown by Yatagua before he was pulled. Starters had a combined 12 strikeouts. It's been a pitcher's duel at most points. That one finds the edge of the strike zone, 1-1. Pitcher's duel like we expected early, and then just some big innings. Especially the 8 unanswered runs for the Fly Boys are the reason they're up 10-3 late in this one. Looking to play add-on, 1-1. That one misses outside, just misses, and it's 2-1. Small crowd still hanging around the ballpark here, hoping their Doughboys can make a comeback. A good collection of Flyboy fans have made the trip, just 30 minutes or so up the road. Game 2 of this 3-game set. Here's a 2-1. Outside, 3-1 to O'Reilly. O'Reilly reached on a error and then was out on a fielder's choice his last time up. He has a double and a single as well tonight. 2 RBI double back in the 6th. That really blew this thing open. 3-1. That's a dropped ball called. The umpire's second walk of the game issued by Miller, and O'Reilly gets on. With 1 out for Miles Smith. Miles Smith reached on a fielder's choice his last time up. Also drew a walk here on the score back in the 6th. Made the error that had the ball go flying over to Shamar Dalton that ended up gunning out Barney at third base to end the 7th inning on one of the craziest plays I've ever seen in baseball, as that one's outside, 1-0. Smith, remember, his first at-bat of the year in the Appy League, he hit a no-doubter to center field at Pioneer Park, 415 feet. They just get one run here, 1-0. That one's hit foul. That one kind of jammed him up a bit and goes out. Almost caught by a fan, but he drops it. You got to make the catch here. I don't care if it's late. You got to stay aware, stay on your toes, and he couldn't quite grab that one. A little soft liner out toward the beer garden. 1-1, one away. After O'Reilly draws a walk, Miles Smith up at the plate facing Preston Miller. Here's 1-1. That one gets the edge of the strike zone, and it's 1-2. Miller's been good moving around the strike zone and kind of freezing up these Flyboy batters. Hasn't allowed a hit tonight in 1 3 innings of work. Has struck out 4. Has walked 2, though, however. 1-2 outside, 2-2. Now I wonder if Morenos will go out for another inning of work. Probably done after 3 innings, giving up 1 hit, no runs, walking, knocking none, and striking out 7 while hitting 2 batters. Phenomenal out of the pen. The 2-2 pitch. That one's fouled off right to the netting. Smith stays alive. Looking to hit one to the outfield. Heading to the bottom of the ninth in Danville, still a no-hitter. Burlington, they need 3 outs to preserve the no-hitter and the shutout win over the Otterbots, up 9-0. So, give you a report on that one as well. 2-2 to Miles Smith. 1 away. Pitch is outside, and now the count runs full. Burlington has gotten this no-hitter. It would be a combined no-hitter. They've used three pitchers on their fourth of tonight. Simonello got the start, six strikeouts, three walks. Since then, nobody's reached for the Otterbites. That one's high, and that's another walk drawn by the Fly Boys. As their runners at first and second now. Miles Smith draws that walk. And Bo Ankeny will step in. So that's the third walk issued of the night by Preston Miller. Ankeny steps in. Ankeny has a pair of RBI singles tonight. Struck out his last time off, though. And it looks like the no-hitter has ended. It has. The first pitch of the ninth, on the fifth pitch of the ninth inning, Cam Murphy got a single for the Danville Otterbots, so that ends the no-hitter bid for Burlington. But impressive as that one's fouled off. They go eight innings without giving up a hit, walking just three, and the Sock Puppet pitching staff recorded nine strikeouts. No-hitter bid ends in the bottom of the ninth inning on the first batter faced by Martin of the Sock Puppets. So Anvil will try to get a rally down nine runs with just three outs remaining. 10-3 lead for the Fly Boys here at the top of the ninth with one out. Runs at first and second after a pair of walks. Ankeny reaches out, fouls that one off, and it's 0-2. This will be pitch number 42 for Miller and 24 strikes out of the pen. So looks like it's his to close out. There's nobody in the There's one pitcher in the Johnson City bullpen, so may just be the emergency pitcher if needed. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, gets into chase. Strikeout number 5 for Miller, as Miller's been kind of wild tonight, but has been effective with 5 strikeouts to the 3 walks, and that will bring up Bishop, David Bishop, for the Fly Boys. Bishop had an RBI single back in the second inning, but since then has struck out twice. He looks to avoid his third strikeout of the game. If they get to him, Keenan Saylor's on deck. Of course, he replaces Shamar Dalton. Dalton went down with an apparent injury early in the game. That one's hit toward third. Kicked up by the third baseman stepping on first and making the out. Good scoop by Pena. And the Fly Boys can't extend the lead, but they have a 7-run advantage. It looks like they will go to the bullpen to close out this one. We'll tell you about the new Greenville Fly Boy arm as the Fly Boys look to stop the three-game losing skid here in Johnson City, up 10-3. See if the Fly Boys can close this one out. We return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So Graham Bridie will come out to close this one, and Morones goes three innings. Well, has one hit, strikes out 7, hits 2, so allows no runs and keeps the Doughboys off the board, and Graham Bridie will step in for this one, looking to close it out. Bridie, St. Charles Community College in Missouri. This season has gone Six and two-thirds of an inning. He's going to have seven hits, six runs. Only two of those have been earned. Nine walks to seven strikeouts as Bridie is up. Comes in with a seven-run lead on the Johnson City Doughboys and looks to close this one out. He'll face Ethan Payne to start off. The bottom of the ninth inning. 10-3 lead for the Flyboys. Payne steps in. Face Bridie. And the first pitch from Bridie, he's in there for a strike. 0-1. Eight unanswered runs for the Flyboys. Why do they have this big lead? Looking to snap the three-game losing streak they've been on. Here's the 0-1. That one misses. Thought that clipped Payne, but didn't. It's 1-1. One-one pitch coming to Bridie. Here's the pitch. That one's fouled off the mask of Daugherty. He's okay, and he'll stand up and take a second to reset, and it's 1-2. Combined 12 strikeouts thrown by the Flyboys, and then a combined 14 thrown by the Doughboys. But, of course, the big innings by the Flyboys. The reason they're up 10-3. Here's the 1-2 from Bridie. Up high, off the glove of Daugherty, and everybody will reset 2-2. There is, of course, some bodies in the bullpen just in case the Flyboys need to get out of a jam. 2-2 pitch from Bridie. Outside, now the count runs full. I always have a 7-run advantage, so they have, however, they were up 5-1 against Danville and lost that game 12-5. Granted, that was in the first inning. Not down to three outs like the Doughboys are now. Payoff pitch, that one's sky high out play, and it's full count.
Now, ball talk about Auto Man Collision Repair.
Burlington wins the game 9-0 over Danville. That was just one hit to the Otterbots. Kingsport and Elizabethton have a wild game going on, 14-12 in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Elizabethton, Bristol now at 5-0 on Princeton in the bottom of the fourth. Payoff pitch number two. That one misses and just misses, and that's a leadoff walk issued by Bridie to Payne. And the boys need a lot of patience at the plate to try to get back into this one, down 10-3. Just two hits tonight for the Doughboys. They have drawn four walks and have had three batters hit. But only two hits tonight. One was a home run that tied the game up at two runs a pitch as here comes Hugo. Here's the pitch that gets in the strike zone low. It's 0-1. Late strike call. Gets in there, and Hugo will step out for a minute to reset. That one must have just skinned the bottom of the strike zone. And it did. It's the 0-1. Comes set from Bridie. We're at first base. There's the 0-1. That one's high. That one didn't break enough, and it's 1-1. Again, got two pitchers just kind of stretching the bullpen for Greenville if needed. Joe Bright can get out of this one up by seven runs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. There's the 1-1. That one almost clips the batter Hugo, and it's 2-1 as Bright's kind of been all over the place a little bit. Looking to find the strike zone and get out of this. His walks have been a problem at times for the Flyboys, but can you hope if you're up seven runs, you can get out of this one, the 2-1. That one's chopped toward third foul, and the count goes to 2-2.
Now ball's Blizzard Repair.
Yeah, cool night. Johnson City feels like fall out here. I should have brought a light jacket of some sort, but a lot of people still in their shorts enjoying the cool weather after 100 degrees. issued earlier in the week. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Brighty. Swing and a miss, strike three. Graham Brighty gets the strikeout. There's one away here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here comes Roberto Pena, and Pena is looking for his first hit of the year still. Needs to come up clutch here for the Doughboys, down by 7 runs with just 2 outs left. The Doughboys a score. Fouls that one off of, I think it went off Daugherty's shoulder, and it's 0-1. These two teams will meet again tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. on Father's Day for a 7-inning contest to close out the series. But the pregame show starting at 5:15. Here live from TBA Credit Union Ballpark. 0-1, swing and a miss. Brighty getting that control. We've seen that with the pitchers tonight. Both teams kind of struggled with the first batter and then have been able to find their control on the second and third. And that's why it's been a very defensive battle other than the, of course, two big innings by the Fly Boys where they got into a groove. Here's the 0-2 coming from Brighty. That one's hit up the middle. That's going to be a hit as it goes underneath the glove of Glee. That's the third hit of the contest for the Doughboys. And now they have runners on first and second with one away. And that's Pena's first hit of the season. Matt Maselli steps up with runners at first and second, one away. Doughboys need to get something to just chop into this lead. Down by 7 runs here in the bottom of the ninth and one away. That one's high. Maybe a pitch out to Maselli. It's 1-0. Maselli today has 3 strikeouts. A silver sombrero looking to avoid the gold sombrero here in the bottom of the ninth. The 1-0 coming from Brighty. Comes set outside again, 2-0 as Brighty is thrown now. 17 pitches, just 9 strikes, and Daugherty's going to come talk to this pitcher and try to calm him down. A walk, strikeout, and then allow a single. That was the first hit of the contest since the 7th inning for the Doughboys. The Doughboys got their hits in the 3rd inning with a home run, the 7th inning, and then, of course, Barney was gunned out trying to go for 3rd. And then now got here with 1 out in the bottom of the 9th off the bat of Pena. 2-0. That one almost clips the batter as Friday's been throwing wild here, 3-0. Some arms warming up in the bullpen for the Fly Boys. Trying to avoid that, the bases loaded here as time's called by Daugherty to reset. And Daugherty had a check on his glove earlier in the night. The wind picks up again. Don't want to leave one up here, as if one gets up in the jet stream, it can blow it up the left field wall and get a 4-run game, 3-0. And therefore a strike, 3-1. Brighty looking to close this thing out. Keep it a 7-run ball game. Johnson scored 3 runs in the 3rd. Haven't scored since then. Trouble now. Runs at 1st and 2nd. Here's a 3-1. Swing and a miss, and the count runs full now. Brighty's looking for his 2nd strikeout of the inning and would put all the pressure on Johnson City as they have just 2 outs to work with here in the bottom of the 9th. Right, gets the sign. Here's the payoff pitch. Here it comes. In the dirt, and the bases are now loaded for the Doughboys. After Brighty walks, another batter. Bases are loaded for the top of the order, and now the bullpen getting more active for the Fly Boys. And Barney steps up. He had the last hit for the Doughboys, but was gunned out on a great throw from right by Shamar Dalton. Okay, Barney steps in. 1-for-4 tonight with a run scored Also reached on error back in the third. Bases full of Doughboys. Down 10-3 with one away in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's the first pitch to Barney. That one almost clips him and he misses. It's 1-0 as Bridie has thrown 22 pitches, just 11 strikes. You do have a 7-run lead to the Fly Boys, but you don't want to make this interesting in Johnson City. Go ahead and get out of here with your win and end the losing streak, the 1-0. Up high again, 2-0, and Bridie has lost some control here. Here's 2-0 coming from Bridie toward Barney. Here's 2-0 pitch. They're going to say, and that's a strike, missed the corner. It's 2-1. One of one out to Barney. Small crowd still here, hoping the Doughboys can pull off the comeback. They had the bases loaded with just one out. It's 2-1. That one's high, 3-1. Bridie has lost control here, and the bullpen starts working, and this would walk in a run. There's a walk here. 3-1 pitch coming from Bridie. With just one out to Barney. It's 3-1 pitch. That one sky straight into the air. We'll get out of play. And Doherty actually going to find it. Look for it. Makes the catch in foul territory as Doherty just finds it. That one hung up in the air. Ball's going to be out of play. And Doherty makes the catch. And there are now two outs. Bottom of the ninth. That's a tough play for Barney. And a tough play for Doherty to make. And he makes it. Right on the backstop, and now they're two away for Ashton King. King did hit a home run earlier tonight, two-run blast. If he hits one here, that would cut the lead to three runs with the bases full of Doughboys. Two away, bases loaded, 10-3 lead for the Fly Boys in the bottom of the ninth. Swing and a miss. That's a great pitch from Bridie. He slows that one down to get the swinging strike. Good pitch by King is 0-1 pitch coming with two away here in bottom of the ninth. Bridie gets set. Here's the pitch. That one's hit toward the outfield over the head. One run's going to score, and everybody's going to hold up, move up 90 feet. That's an RBI single for King, and now the deficit is cut to 6 runs here in the bottom of the ninth inning with two away. Here comes Isaiah Frost, and Frost, who has been good this series, reached on a hit-by-pitch and got stuck at second. Things are getting interesting here. It's still a 6-run lead for the Fly Boys. First pitch to Frost, almost clips them, and it's 1-0. Frost has been hit once already tonight. Again, if you get hit here, that scores a run as the bullpen's active for the Fly Boys. Two away in the bottom of the ninth inning, a 10-4 lead for Greenville. Crazier things have happened. The 1-0. Up high again from Bridie, and it's 2-0. So Bridie looking to get out of this. Got a strikeout and got a pop out in foul territory on a great play by Doherty, but has struggled. Close this one out. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That one's high, and it's 3-0. Bridie is struggling, and a walk here again scores a run. And would cut the lead in half. It's a 3-0 pitch from Bridie. In there for a strike, 3-1. Three-one count now. Coming to Frost. Bases loaded, 10-4 ball game. Johnson City can cut the lead in half by drawing a walk. 3-1 pitch. In the dirt, that walks in a run. That's the third walk of the inning issued. Another run scores, and the lead is now 10-5 for the Fly Boys, and that's going to do it for Graham Bridie. He's still responsible for all these runs on the base paths as Bridie goes two-thirds of an inning, gives up two hits, two runs, walks three and strikes out one. And the bases are loaded. And so it'll be a new arm coming in for the Flyboys to close this one out. We'll see if the Flyboys close this one out or do the Doughboys have a comeback in them. We'll find out on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Graham Bridie still on the hook with the bases loaded after walking in a run. But Tyler Blankenship will look to close it out. Only one out needed as the Flyboy lead's been cut down to five. But with one swing of the bat, that can be a one-run ball game. As Blankenship comes in with the bases loaded. Again, just needing one out. And it looks like Cole Tremaine will be coming up to the plate for the Doughboys. And we'll look at Blankenship's stats this season. He has gone 11 innings, getting up 10 hits, 11 runs, 9 earned, 7 walks to 12 strikeouts. Punch hitting 155, or hitting 227 against him, pardon me. 0-1 record with a 736 ERA, the pitcher out of Yuba College. Bridie, two-thirds of an inning, getting up 2 hits, so far just 2 runs, 3 walks and a strikeout, looking to avoid getting any more runs across as he's responsible for all three batters on as Doughboys make it somewhat interesting here late in Johnson City. Across 3 hours now of game time with the wind blustering around. As the Doughboys score 2 runs in this inning and trail it 10-5. And Cole Tremaine steps up to bat. Bases loaded, 2 away for Cole Tremaine. 10-5 lead. Tyler Blankenship looking to finish this one off. One swing of the bat can make this a one-run game with a grand slam. Blankenship gets set. Bases loaded. Here's the first pitch. And therefore a strike, 0-1. Chef looking to finish this off after Bridie just could not find the strike zone for a while. Gave up the third and fourth hits of the contest for the Doughboys. Here's the 0-1 as Blankenship gets the call from Daugherty. The 0-1. That one's hit up the middle and the outfield. One run's going to score. It's going to roll for the wall. Another run scores. Another run scores. It's a bases clearing double, and now it's 10-8. As the Doughboys have scored 5 runs in this inning. So all of a sudden, the Doughboys are set and the tying run is coming up to the plate. And it's a 10-8 ball game and Kyle Harbison steps up. That's a 3 RBI double by Tremaine and he continues to be a 4 in the side of the Flyboys. So Blankenship now with a runner at second base. And one swing of the bat can tie this one up. Here's the pitch from Blankenship. Gets in there for a strike. 0-1. Just finds the corner. 10-8 lead for the Flyboys here with 2 outs in the ninth as Bridie gives up 5 runs off of 2 hits. Now, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and the Doughboys are down to their final strike. 0-2, two outs. Blankenship can close this one out here and end the three-game losing streak by the Flyboys. The 0-2, two outs, 10-8 ball game. Runner at second. Here's the pitch. That one misses away, and it's 1-2. It's kind of exciting here, 10-8 ball game. Flyboys looking to hold on and end their losing streak. Harbison down to his final strike. 1-2, runner at second, Tremaine, after the three RBI double. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Blankenship. Comes forward. In the dirt, gets by Daugherty, and Tremaine's going to run up 90 feet and stands at third base now. The pass ball as the wheels starting to come off a bit for the Flyboys in this one. And if Harbison reaches, the Doughboys will bat around this inning. 2-2, deuces wild. Runner at third, Tremaine to Harbison. 2-2. Blankenship shakes off the first pitch. Here's the 2-2, and Blankenship will get set. Third, Tremaine. 2-2 pitch, just a 10-8 lead for the Flyboys. Gets by Daugherty, and Tremaine's going to hold up, and the count runs full. And Daugherty has let two get by him. And now it's a full count with two outs, and if Harbison reaches, the winning run will come to the plate in pain as he could end it and complete the comeback with one swing of the bat. He'll step in, payoff pitch, two outs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Harbison gets set. The payoff pitch. That's foul to the beer garden. Almost takes out a couple of fans, but everybody already set. Payoff pitch now coming. Number two. This at bat. Blankenship just needs a strike to end the game. End the free game losing streak of the Flyboys. Here's payoff pitch. That one's hit. Oh, right field gets down. A run scores. And it's 10-9 as an RBI single by Harbison. And now the tying runs on the base paths. Winning run can end it with one swing of the bat. Six runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Going to have a pinch runner for Johnson City now as the wheels have fallen off for the Flyboys. Caleb Marmo is going to run it first now. As this crowd has stuck around to see an exciting one, and one swing of the bat can end the game, and that's going to be it for Blankenship. So Blankenship ends, doesn't even make it a third of an inning, gives up two hits, the run, and still with two outs, the Doughboys were down to their final strike and could not finish this one off. Could the Flyboys, as Jermaine Curtis talks to his pitcher, Tyler Blankenship, he looks like he's going to stay in, and he is. So Blankenship is on the hook for this one right now. It's a one-run lead. Marmo now at first base, pinch running, as the Flyboys have allowed six runs in. The bottom of the ninth inning. And the batting around, and here comes Ethan Payne. He hit a moonshot last night. And if Payne hits one out of here, the ball game's over. To the outfield, you gotta think Marmo's gonna try to score. Two outs. Here in the bottom of the ninth, six runs have been scored by the Doughboys in this one. In this inning. That one misses outside 1-0. Body again warming up in the bullpen for the Flyboys. Look to be cruising to a 10-3 win. All of a sudden, six runs scored in the ninth. And I've cut this to a one-run ball game. Doughboys are down to their final strike. Here's the 1-0. In there for a strike one. It's 1-1. That one just got the edge of the strike zone. Got the bottom, and it's 1-1, much to the chagrin of the Johnson City crowd. Been consistently calling that all night long as his umpiring crew, and it's 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch coming now from Blankenship to Ethan Payne, looking to end this one. Mormo's going to take off. That one's hit to left field. It's going to keep going, going, and it is foul. It is a foul ball, just foul by a couple of feet. That one would have tied the ball game. And if you're a Greenville fan, you are breathing a sigh of relief. And if you're the Doughboys, you are disappointed down to your strike, final strike again. Feet away from being the tying run there, and possibly with the speed, getting in the scoring position himself would have been Payne. That was inches possibly away, similar to that ball Daugherty hit earlier in the game. So, 10-9 ball game. The crowd is getting on their feet here in Johnson City. 1-2 count. Mormo at first. Payne up the bat. 1-2. Down to the final strike again. Blankenship gets set. Gets the call from Daugherty. Here's the pitch. Outside, 2-2. This is wild. Fly boys come feet away from seeing this game tied. They look to end it once again here. The 2-2 count coming from Blankenship. Here's the pitch. Strike three call! That's the ball game! Fly boys win! Fly boys hold on and win it 10-9 and end the three-game losing streak! It took a lot of late pressure. Johnson City put the pressure on late, and the Fly Boys win. And in their three-game losing streak, Tyler Blankenship comes up clutch when he needed to as the Fly Boys dodge one by literal feet on the left field line. If that ball is fair by 2 feet, the Doughboys are probably tying this game up, and we're going to extras. What a wild game in Johnson City. But regardless, all that matters if you're Greenville, you breathe a sigh of relief and take the 10-9 win despite giving up 6 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning. Fly Boys win this one 10-9 in a wild game at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. And fans, these two teams will do it again tomorrow. 7-inning game tomorrow night beginning at 5:30 p.m. 5:15 is our pregame show for a Father's Day showdown in Johnson City. What a wild game. Still catching our breaths after that one as the Fly Boys somehow avoid snatching the feet from the jaws of victory as they win 10-9 over the Johnson City Doughboys. We'll see you again tomorrow. Hopefully it's exciting as the Fly Boys win 10-9 here in Johnson City. We'll see you tomorrow at 5:15 pregame show, 5:30 first pitch for a 7-inning contest. Our entire crew, I'm Richard Barton, saying so long, and thank you for joining us. Now, hopefully y'all can get some sleep after that exciting ball game. See you tomorrow.